Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
You on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all is listening, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up, what's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. Just Talk With Sam podcast. Man, we got a great one for you guys today. We got the gangs all here, and BK, we celebrating his birthday. My man Ike, Allison, Lewis, Junior the Third, Esquire is in the building. We don't talk about that hoop game. But most importantly, our buddy, legendary hip-hop star, Mr. Biz Markie, give us a quick call. Talk to us a little bit. We chop it up with the Biz, because you guessed it, no one beats the Biz. Biz Markie is going to be here in Detroit on the 20th of May at St. Andrews Hall. Hey, if you are in the metropolitan Detroit area, you want to hurry up, because these tickets are limited. See my man Biz put down on his DJ game. If you haven't seen it before, you need to see it now. So please check my man out and everything related to Biz Markie at, you guessed it, BizMarquee.com. Now, before we get started with this great podcast, I'm not even going to lie to you. We go a little overtime in this because there's a lot of stuff happening. But everything related to the podcast can be found at the home of the podcast itself. That is SamShowNation.com. You guessed it, SamShowNation.com. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page. Got to pay some bills around here. There's a donate button. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast. So please hit that donate button and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. Also, if you want a little bang for your buck, you can always go to SamShowNation.com. Hit that store link. And by getting the store link, you can show your love by getting whatever Just Talk With Sam swag, whether it be t-shirts, hats, stickers. Hey, whatever you got or whatever you want to show off as you go through your daily life to support the love of the podcast, we appreciate that. Speaking of the podcast, we're right there at SamShowNation.com. You get the podcast link. You catch up on all your favorite shows that you may or may not have missed, or some you just want to hear again. Right there at SamShowNation.com by hitting that podcast link. Or if you just want to, whatever you listen to podcasts on, we're currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, and good old RSS. Pretty much if it's hooked up to the internet and it has sound, you can pretty much hear us. We've got a few sponsors this week, and then we're going to jump into this fully loaded podcast. First sponsor comes from the great folks at Chicago State Company. Chicago State Company is celebrating Father's Day. They want to give Dad the perfect gift this Father's Day with aged steaks from the Chicago State Company. Plus, if you go through SamShowNation.com right there on the promotions page, you click that link, you order today, you'll show Dad that he is the master of the grill by sending along whatever you order. On top of that, they give you the free gift of a Grill Master's apron, 4 steak burgers, and a bottle of their signature steak seasoning on all orders over $99. Use the promo code DADSDAY at checkout. That is DADSDAY, all one word, DADSDAY at checkout, and make your dad's Father's Day gift that much special for the Grill Master in your life. Next sponsor comes from the great folks at Walmart. hey, it's around that season, and Walmart wants you to celebrate grads and gift them on their next adventure. Look, that grad that you're celebrating has worked hard so they can see you cross the stage and get ready for the next chapter of their life. The best thing you can do is honor the class of 2017 by getting them something that they will need. Who knows? Maybe it's a personalized gift. Maybe it's a photo. Maybe it's electronics, party supplies. Lord only knows, but you want to celebrate that grad right. So go to SamTroNation.com, click the Celebrate Grads link at Walmart, and you could get everything that they would need. I mean, their graduation, if anything, I've graduated 2 times, and both times I had to pay the bill. So you got to get something they need. And if you go to Walmart.com, by doing that, you can get whatever they need, and you can pick it up as soon as today with Walmart's in-store pickup. You can order it right there at SamTroNation.com. You can click that link, order something cool for the grads. Maybe they need some Beats by Dre. Who knows? They can do you whatever you feel as though they need. You can order it right there, pay for it, and then go to your nearest friendly neighborhood Walmart and pick it up right there with same-day delivery. You may want to act fast because grads are going, they're crossing that stage, and they want to be there for you. So please go ahead and get something for the special grad in your life by using Walmart.com via SamShowNation.com. The next sponsor is the good folks at NBAStore.com. Yes, NBAStore.com via SamShowNation.com got you covered for all of your NBA playoff need. We talk about the playoffs on this podcast. We're watching the playoffs. I mean, right now we're in the middle of it. It's up to 20% collectibles. You can shop now and use the Sam Show. Go through SamShowNation.com, click that link, and free shipping on all U.S. orders at checkout. Just put in the promo code NBAFS. NBAFS gives you free shipping on all U.S. orders. You may want to hurry up because the playoffs are going on and there's only 4 teams left. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that NBAStore.com link, and go ahead and get something for your favorite team. And last and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Amazon has everything from A to Z. And one thing I know they got is something for our guests. Only thing we encourage you to do is click that link at SamShowNation.com. Click the banner on the homepage and current promotions page, and you can go to Amazon.com and you can pick up a lot of stuff from our guest, Biz Markie. Biz Markie, a lot of his albums are on Amazon. I mean, personally, Just a Friend. You want to listen to that? You want to listen to the best of, the ultimate diabolical best of. Biz Bad as Beats, I'm on it right now. The best of East Coast hip hop. All of the stuff that you can listen to, my man Biz Markie. I think he appreciate that. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link on the homepage and current promotions page, and get everything that you need to celebrate Biz. Listen to Biz, because I'm telling you, you need that in your life. Speaking of which, you know what? We're about to rock into this podcast. We're going to do something. But before we get everything going and get the party going for my man BK and everything else, we're going to listen to a classic. I mean, a classic. That is Vapors by my man Biz Markie. We're going to jump into this podcast. See you in a few. And even the press said, what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody want to beat that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody want to be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell ya how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan was
sang on my records. Make the music, nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man TJ Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. The partner that's calm and plain, he goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type kangle tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the baby. They caught the baby. Try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boys fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanting. Now my cousin Vaughn still try on and on and on to the like break of dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then they look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop as before, and the boys be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a jar, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Nah, guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the papers. They caught the papers. They caught the papers.
I guess I gotta talk about me. Check that.
Last subject of the story is about Miss Mark. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MTDJ and crews in town. Saw his crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Your biz, do you remember these Noble Street Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the papers. Yo, they caught the papers. They caught the papers.
Yo, I like to tell everybody, this is a true story.
They caught the papers.
You know.
They caught the papers.
You know, I'm not joking.
They caught the papers.
Now my name is Biz Mark.
You know, Big Daddy Kane, DJ Swan, and my partner, Canasta Goofy. And I can't forget the original, my manager, original Fly Top from Fly Top Productions, and Mr. Magic Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, everybody else, and everybody out there, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan. I can't forget all the girls.
girls out there. Can't forget Coochie, I can't forget the original Tredonia and everybody else and all everybody out there. Come on, the vapor. I am the originator of the vapor. Intellectual kid. I quit. The girls with the underarm odor. And then after that, I'm getting ready to make my albums called Thick and Bull.
That was the Vapors by our special guest that we won't be calling in. My man, Biz Markie. You can catch him. Everything related to Biz Markie is at BizMarkie.com. If you're in the Detroit metropolitan area, he will be here Saturday, the 20th of May at St. Andrews Hall. But before we jump into Biz, we got the regulars here. It's fine. I'm glad to see you, old married and stuff. Before we jump into you.
I'm loving that hat.
He's doing good, man. He's doing good. That's how you do it, man. But I'd be remiss if I didn't start off this podcast by giving a special birthday shout out to my man.
God bless you.
Next to me on the left hand side, he's 74 years young today. I wouldn't celebrate it. My man. He's going to Secretary of State tomorrow to punch up that AARP card and find out whatever benefits he's getting. My man, BK.
The funny thing is, while you're making jokes about me, once I tell you what the benefits is, I bet your black ass jump on it.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Probably if you get to the Denny's at 3 o'clock, you get a free meal. Like, that's how you do it, man. It's the Blue Plate special for your ass.
Every Veterans Day, 4th of July, and any other day, man, I even get Christopher Columbus Day off.
And they give you
celebrated that month.
And they give you a side of Melba toast. Oh, I got old jokes, nigga. Shot of Metamucil. Man, you live the high life, baby.
Shot of Metamucil.
But my man,
don't
look.
Have him thinking I can't come back at him.
I know you can.
Don't have him thinking.
Hey.
Don't have him thinking I can't.
Before we talk about this week, let's hit up last week. You see that Facebook post? Z.I. I told you, Z.I. Z.I. listens to this bitch every
show, man.
He got an open invitation.
Dude,
Z.I.
let me know
without fail. He was just like, I represent the Arab delegation. We will accept Lindsay Lohan. I'm like, I fucking do it.
Oh, that's funny.
I fucking do it.
Yeah, you know what? I would expect nothing different from Ziad either, man. That's funny.
That's what boys. He got an open invitation on his podcast, but man.
God bless you, brother.
Let's just jump right into it. Ever since the panel of experts, I try to have at least one person from the panel of experts. Now, we can sit down and talk about the league. We can sit down and talk about the playoffs and all that other good stuff. I don't care about LeBron this week. I really don't give a goddamn about the Warriors or the MMA and the NBA, which is the Celtics-Wizards series. Let's just get down to the question that no one can ask, and I don't ask my boy Ike. And all your marital bliss, I know you've been paying attention to these playoffs.
Yeah.
So, one question. What in the hell happened to James Harden?
He got tired.
That's something American
tired.
Say. That is some
tired.
Hey, Charles.
He got tired.
Hold on.
He knew he
was yeah. All right. We got it on the screen.
Kids are so smart. Oh, God.
The highlights or lowlights. This ain't tired. I don't know what. You can pass it around. This is all James Harden isolated clips from last night.
Yeah, he looked tired.
Bro. Yeah, that's not tired. Like, all that MVP talk we was talking a couple weeks ago, that just went right out the window.
It don't have nothing to do with the playoffs. He's not the MVP.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We can continue watching this. That's James Harden. No, you can hold it. Go ahead. That thing is about, I don't know what the hell happened. Because that's not the MVP. That's not the dude I've been seeing all season. I maybe dropped the ball. He literally dropped the ball a few times last night.
Yeah,
he just did right there.
And
I mean, he ain't never been known for his defense. So
but Jesus, the level of choke artistry.
I ain't gonna call it choke because they was in the position that they were in because of him.
Okay,
it off one game.
But when I need you the most, that shit happens.
No, when he need them the most.
Yeah, you right on that. He carried that team.
I'm sorry.
I get splashed,
he carried that team on his back for let's say, what, 60, 63 games?
Started doing that?
82 games.
No, I give him sometimes it wasn't a carry. You know, some of them early October games, you know, ain't nobody really giving a fuck. You know, that's what I'm saying. 60 hands down games. And then yesterday, I mean, do you still want to keep watching it?
No,
I don't. Yeah, all right, because I saw it last night.
Did you get our whole conversation about liquor in background?
Yeah.
Are you recording now?
Yeah. Yeah. See, this is why. Yeah.
This is why I like your wife.
All right. You can hit the play button whenever you want to continue to watch that whole shit.
I don't need to see that shit.
No one does. Look, is he a great ball player? Yeah. Did he have a bad night? Of course.
Everybody entitled to it.
But I got to pull the Chris Bouchard. My sources have been telling me that James Harden blew off some steam after that game. He hit the nearest strip club he could find.
Oh, I bet he did.
Because, you know, it was him, a member of the Texans, the baseball team, and Kendall Jenner.
Wait.
Real talk. Texans. Houston, Texas.
You like them hardwood shiny clothes?
Yep.
All
right. They used the Texans. Texans. He was with the Texans. The Texans were there, but the Astros were there as well. I mean, just members of a sort. The only person they really gave a shit about was James Harden himself. Because after that game, the first place you go. Well, actually, I would go to a strip club too.
That's like Matt Hardy. You after know about the Matt Hardy story?
Yeah, you but. Want the strip club? If I did some bullshit like that, that is the only person who would welcome me in with open arms. It's just some bargain basement stripper who's trying to quote unquote pay her way through college.
Damn,
I mean, you had your fair share.
Yeah, I had a good run.
Had your fair share.
Yeah.
You was expecting to do stripper stuff at home, though. That didn't work out for you, did it?
Biggest mistake of my life, man. Biggest mistake of my life. Never dated a stripper. I learned the hard way. Moving on to the next door.
Yeah, hit it and quit it, literally.
That'd be your best bet.
Yeah,
we already had.
Oh no, we're pretty open, and I've said it on this podcast a few times. My misadventures of dating a stripper. Found out no one brings their work home.
This nigga literally thought a poem was gonna drop out.
Yes, now, I'm thinking,
and I'm gonna say for the record, he's not the only one who would have thought that.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's like a
accountant or something. You come home doing math.
Shit, exactly. If you're an accountant, and I would imagine your tax is gonna be A1.
It's time for me to do them, but I'm not going to be doing my taxes every day.
It's like dating a massage therapist.
Yeah.
And then my hand's been working all day.
Now you got a cramped up back.
You know, when I step back and think about stuff like that, I guess that makes me kind of selfish.
No, it's not selfish. It's just like, look, I talk the biggest shit out of anybody you know. I got a fucking podcast. And it was just like, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. When you look at it, like if you come home, I used to work at GameStop. You come home to my house, yes, I'm going to have the latest fucking video game because I'm working at GameStop when I was working at GameStop, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm dating this broad. She come home. I'm like, here we go. Let's fire up that shit. Get on up and check that booty. Get on. She just come in.
I'm not stripper dancing that no more.
And shit, in this time, I'm showing my age.
What are we talking about?
When I was doing it. And she come home.
Freaknik. Miami.
Yeah, she come home watching fucking Law and Order.
Well, my question is this, though. When you had them latest video games.
Yeah.
I bet when you was at work, you was not playing them video games every hour.
I was at work.
But you weren't playing them video games.
No one brings their work home. That's all I'm getting at. And that's what I learned.
Hey, like
she came in with the fucking Grammy panties, and I'm just like, why do you have those drawers? I was offended. You, out of anybody, when I was dating a stripper, you, out of anybody else, should not own those. She wrapped her hair up in that greasy ass, head wrap.
Blue magic.
Blue
magic? The green grease?
I own it, but I don't use it.
That highly flammable shit.
I don't use it on my hair.
I'm talking about the rag.
They all call blue magic.
They all call
They're all, yeah. They came in with the fucking bullshit patties. just the unibraw, the goddamn
the unibraw,
sports bra.
No,
that shit.
I know what he's talking
that
about.
That shit where you just look like you got one titty.
It's
just one big ass titty. No separation.
Oh God!
They are the mockers.
Only mothers wear
bro. No, it's something wrong. When I know what you do for a living, when I know if you are,
but I'm not a stripper. You don't even like them. You got the one.
Look,
you just got one titty.
Yes,
you have two.
Yes,
there's one big ass titty in the front.
Hey. Scared straight. it's just like
it's comfortable.
It's good.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
All right. So it wasn't like you ain't just say, "Hey, let me get a lap dance." Like,
No, I brought that up continuously because I was offended that.
I know you was so annoying. She was like, "No, me.
I was." Look, goddammit.
He's on like.
If I've worked at a goddamn bakery, I'm bringing home cupcakes at least once.
No, you won't, because you will get sick of cupcakes.
Yeah.
That's like me when I was doing phlebotomy. It's like me come home trying to take your blood.
Oh, bullshit! You tried to steal blood from me every month. I just want to see what it feel like. You and your veins. And I'm like,
I can go to the doctor and you draw your blood.
Yes.
That's not a problem.
You know, I was scared as fuck going to bed.
I can draw your blood with my eyes closed.
I'm sleeping next to her. Look at all those veins. Fuck you. I'm sleeping on the couch. This
but
is
I
a bullshit.
Draw your blood.
I'm scared as hell.
Yeah, fucking vampire.
But you let the white girl draw blood. So no offense, Amy.
No, I went there because she was in uniform at the goddamn job. It was for my job. Hey, we gotta do a yearly drug test.
She didn't put no glove on to draw your blood.
Hey, I really don't give a goddamn. I'm doing this so she can rubber stamp my shit so I go back to work. Now, back to this stripper bitch who didn't do anything. I questioned her skills as a stripper.
And then you not only dated two. One stripper, you dated two. So you thought it was going to be better with the second?
Yes. Yes.
That first one.
Yes. The first one didn't do it.
So he was in a strip club and a friend. Like, I know.
Yes. Because one of y'all, somebody ain't a goddamn liar.
Oh, and I think the most important question is, what crackhead strip club was you at?
No, actually. No, it was not a crackhead strip.
How did you think she would ever be?
You see that club up here on 7 Mile?
No, it wasn't a Faithful thing. It's not from his house.
He was at Cover Girls and
bullshit. I was by your house. What was that? Deja Vu?
Yeah, that's about right. Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
God damn it. The lower the goddamn
and
bar.
And I'm not one of your stripper ass girlfriends.
Hey. It is what it is. Never brought a job home. That's why she's an ex-girlfriend.
But you know they'll be there all day and only dance like maybe once or twice.
All the more reason you didn't pull a fucking ACL. Get your ass on this bed and do something. Practice, nigga.
What exactly do you want her to do?
Practice?
You practice how you play. That's how I've been coached all my life. Every sport I ever played.
Have you ever looked in the stripper's eyes?
Baseball. But you practice how you play, man. You practice how you play.
Half the strippers don't even want to be there. They just up there future on. All right.
Okay, great.
They doing it for college.
Mask off. Ooh.
If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you for $2. Moving on, shit. Let's move on some positive shit. Speaking of people going back,
positive.
So we ain't the only ones with ADD.
No, we ain't the only ones.
I swore we was talking about basketball.
No, I'll get back to basketball. But speaking of college, shout out go to my man Drew Gooden. After 14 fucking years, he was just like, I should get my degree, and went back. And this Saturday, I'm dead serious.
Shut up.
He had a 14 year NBA career. He wasn't the one to dunk, but he did kind
of
take that money.
Degree, Chris felt it imperative for me to tell you that on Monday he's graduating with a degree in law.
Okay,
I told him Sam does not have his bachelor's in law. He think I'm lying.
I don't.
I don't even think he believe you.
I ain't done paying for the first one.
Not is he?
Yeah. No. Okay. Ain't nobody helping me either.
I'm helping.
Ain't nobody helping.
No, it ain't over.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm paying more than what his little fish.
Yeah. Shout out go to my man Drew Gooden, man, because Drew took that NBA check. He was like, oh, well, fuck you, school. And for 14 years.
That's the formula.
14 years.
And also, as well, we got to give a shout out to young J. Rue.
He go back?
He just graduated.
Oh, yeah.
Cass Tech, the quarterback from Cass Tech.
Yeah.
He just graduated. He was playing football for Garden City College.
He on YouTube.
Yeah.
I be watching him.
He did his thing, man. He won a championship last year.
But
kid win wherever he go. He just got to stay out of trouble.
This kind
of
goes back.
You know what the issue there to me? It's another brother. He plays basketball. He actually pretty good. But when you overhype a high school kid, especially in the sport of football.
Oh, shit, yeah.
See, You can hype up a cat. Like, here we go. We got Bron.
Uh-huh.
You got Kobe, if I'm not mistaken, too, was hyped up.
Anybody.
You can hype up a cat for...
Anybody Calipari coach.
You can hype up a cat for NBA out of high school.
Uh-huh.
But, Lord, do not hype up a kid for the NFL out of high school.
Oh, hell no. You'll get your ass kicked.
That's a completely different monster, man.
Whole different.
Yeah.
It's a reason why it's so rare to go from the high school to the... NFL.
You gotta be like,
because you gotta be.
What's the name of that? I can't remember that boy. That he was an orphan. The white woman adopted him.
Blind Side.
Michael Orr
had a.
Michael Orr was a big dude though. He held his own, but you ain't gonna get no.
He had a little adjustment period.
Yeah. And then when he got there, I mean, he's a big guy.
Well, shit, you playing with Ray Lewis?
Side of the ball though, man.
Yeah.
True that. That's
you playing with Ray Lewis? You can kind of slack off.
Well, the reason why it's so hyped is not because of, you know, the high school NBA level. It's the before high school.
I got
AAU
you.
I played AAU.
The AAUification of the league, that's where we already got our guys.
Brandon, don't do
that. My mom earlier.
Now you always talk about some drink, Tasha. Drink.
When last time I say that?
All the time.
I said that's 2015.
Brandon, that's drink goddamn this little thimble. Brandon,
tell me when last time I said that.
Brandon, look how much. Just drink
I'm not thirsty.
I will open your mouth and pour it in there. Drink this.
Let him.
Is that what goes upstairs? Going on upstairs?
No.
I ain't got to do that.
No. She don't have to force
him. He is
an NBA
drinker. Sip it.
Bit of a drinker. I don't know if you noticed.
That's nothing but a little dial shot.
Okay. Dive in.
It's disgusting.
All right, but.
Okay, so now you know. Your curiosity is cute. All
right.
Drink it in.
Hey, while we're getting ready for my man Biz calling in, I will say this. Your girl got in some hot water. Alanis Morissette.
It was actually pretty good. Okay, go ahead.
It was good, Brandon.
Upset.
Was it?
What you thought I was going to say?
It's nasty. It don't taste like my normal nigga drink.
I don't like apple. Because apple is not disgusting, but it's just too sweet.
It's too sweet. No, it's like right in the middle.
Pizza? Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, but your girl, Alanis Morissette, her ex-manager, got 6 years.
You know you can
6 years in prison for spending her money.
What, a big chair?
Yeah, ain't that some shit?
You can pull those chairs to this table?
Yeah, she won't.
I don't even think I'm old enough to sit in that chair.
If you do, if one of them is loose, so just be careful.
No, I would never pull one of them chairs over here. Are you serious?
Now, what'd you say?
No, Alanis Morissette, manager.
I like them chairs.
Got 6 years in prison for spending her money.
Those are some nice.
And she knew about it. So I got to say, isn't that ironic?
It's just they too low.
She did what?
There's some little shit, but
they're very. Alanis Morissette, you know the the actress, right?
I love it.
She's not an actress.
Yeah, she was. She was Gad in Dogma.
She's more of a singer.
Yes. We all know her for a singer. Alanis Morissette. Her manager's been spending her money for the last 6 years. Now he got 6 years in prison for spending her money without her say so. So, ain't that ironic?
It is.
It's funny because that's one of her songs. Motherfucker couldn't keep his hands clean.
Really?
Yeah.
How long we gonna go with these?
I could keep going with all her goddamn songs.
Who couldn't keep their hands clean is that's Jeff Sessions.
No, we really. You know what we gonna do?
Let's pump those brakes.
Let's do this.
I'll do it for you, Miss.
Home. Here's what we gonna do. I'm gonna take the call from my man Biz.
Absolutely.
Then we're gonna do all stuff. I'm gonna toss a little couple stories for my man Brandon because we got to sit your ass down.
We coming
because I want to see where you
come. We do this when we not podcasting.
I know, but here it is.
We do this over Texas.
Let me call my man Biz.
Hello, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz Marquis, man. Thank you so much for giving us a little bit of your time, just to talk to us here on the podcast, man. We really appreciate it. Alright, yeah, you coming here next week. You're gonna be at St. Andrew's Hall here in Detroit. And man, I've been loving your stuff. I'm blown away, man. You've been doing this for over 30 years. And you always come with some new stuff, and it's always great, man. So thanks.
Oh, thank you for liking it.
Alright, I gotta say, when you started out, man, you were like in the hotbed of all of it, of just New York rap, and you got a chance to watch the beginnings of the rap game. How have you enjoyed watching it evolve to this point so far?
Well, we're older,
I mean, like, now, I mean, just being around those influences growing up, I mean, you've seen just so many people. How has that, like, affected you and, I guess, now rap at large?
Yeah, the reason how it affected me is, like, I saw people like Grand Wizard Thieves, or I saw great rappers like Grandmaster Caz, saw Grandmaster Flash, you know what I mean? And I saw people with great shows like Dougie, Run-DMC, people that had great shows. So it was like a learning, it was like a school within a school, learning how to get better and learning how to be different at the same time.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up, because when you talk about different, you were like one of the first people to bring that humor element into hip hop. You know, the Clown Prince of hip hop. You know, that's you.
Oh yeah, you know, I don't want to be like everybody else. I just wanted to be. I wanted to make everybody more happy and everything, to be serious. I didn't want to be serious like a public enemy or Rakim, or, you know what I mean. I wanted to be different. I want to stick out like a sore thumb.
And you end up doing that, man, because you had a lot of just great hits like The Vapors, Nobody Beats the Biz, and I got to talk about it, Just a Friend, because that had that serious, I guess, and humor aspect of it. I mean, did you knew, like, when you recorded it, that it was going to be a classic?
I knew it was going to be a great record. I didn't know it was going to get as big as it did. I just know it was going to be big. I know it was going to be like a Vapors or Nobody Beats the Biz. I didn't think it was going to go to the pop side. I didn't know it was going to sell millions and millions of records.
I mean, like, knowing that what you did back then, and now you see the modern day hip hop, what kind of opinion do you have on the state of hip hop? You just said a minute ago it's for the kids, but what's your opinion, I guess? Where do you see it heading if this continues?
I mean, if the kids like it, you know what I mean? I can't really have a super opinion, because, you know, our rap was like from 20 years ago. Some people rap was from 10 years ago. Some rappers from 30 years ago or 40 years ago. So, you know, we get older. So that's like Little Richard and them saying something about us when we came out.
That's real. Anybody you paying attention to today? Any modern rappers that got your attention?
I'm a DJ, so I gotta listen to all of them.
Okay, that makes sense. Hey, one thing I wanted to speak of, because, I mean, as a rapper, as a DJ, your career has changed, like, in different phases. It's still been sweet, but, like, I have a 4-year-old son, and he is obsessed with you because of Yo Gabba Gabba. That's right. And I'm like, when he walks in the room, I'm like, how in the hell you know Biz Markie? And he, Yo Gabba Gabba, he knows who Biz is, man. How did you get involved with that?
Well, what happened was Scott and Christian, they asked me to do the dancing dances when I was doing a pilot. And I DJed the night before. It says when I DJed the night before, I was tired. So I got lazy and I said, well, I don't want to do that. I said, why don't I make a business meeting today and do the beats? And then teach the kids how to beatbox. That's how I got on this. They showed the first episode. The first episode got, the pilot got such an overwhelming response, they put me down.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I gotta say, man, your Biz beat of the day has been in my house since then, because he makes noises. I'm like, man, where are you hearing this from? Then daddy is showing me, and here we are, man. Do you what's your favorite thing about working with the kids?
That we can teach them something natural. It's not just about I'm thinking like Yo Gabba Gabba is like to teach kids how to be kids. You know what I mean? Like, you know, activities, teach them how to do something naturally with their body, or to beatbox naturally, or clap their hands, or play with bubbles. Be kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Just just, you know, it's time to be free and be fun and, you know, just have fun.
Well, when we was waking up, Yo Gabba Gabba, I didn't like what was on TV for the kids.
Like what?
You know how you might change to a channel and it got something that Pink Kitty.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to name those stations, but it wasn't kid-oriented.
I get what you're saying. A lot of artists try to do that thing where they make a cartoon, but a lot of the jokes have a lot of adult humor in it because, yeah, you want the adults to have a good time too, but you kind of forget about the main reason you're doing it, and that's for the kids.
And like when I was making my records, like, I got banned off the, one record got banned off the radio, but it was Kitty because I made Pick and Boogers. So I made a record called Pick and Boogers. You know, kids, you know, they always show that kid to school, they always pick their boogers.
Yeah, man.
So it wasn't, they would say it was nasty and all that. And then they would just play it on the mix show. Still was a hit anyway.
Yeah, I had that album, man. I had that cassette. I used to listen to it, and I used to do that little snicker laugh because I was a little boy, man. You know, it's a song about picking boogers, and so it's like a little tongue-in-cheek humor. My mom and dad didn't exactly get it, but you know, they just let it ride because it kept me out of trouble, and it's harmless. One last thing about Yo Gabba Gabba, because how you said it was for kids, a lot of guest stars and artists used to, you know, appear on there, like Erykah Badu, Weezer, Devo, Ting Tings, The Roots, Jimmy Eat World, just this off the top of my head. Now, you wouldn't exactly associate them with kids stuff, but they ended up doing it as well. How does it feel to, I guess, collaborate with them?
A lot of them had kids. A lot of them was characters. Like Erykah Badu is different as a different person. So is Questlove, and it was very different people. Kids look up to everybody, you know what I mean? So we had, it was good to bring them in. It was different.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Like, 30 years in the game, let's just jump right into the DJ stuff, because I'm loving what I'm hearing, man. Oh, yeah. I said I want to just do it in three different forms, but let's just go into DJing. Because when you play, you playing the music I like, man. You playing that boom bap. You playing stuff that I guess I get, and you feel the audience. And you kind of move with that vibe of the audience. How has that been treating you, man?
Oh, I mean, it's beautiful. I'm glad that they understand what I'm playing.
Like, it ain't just they, man. You've been doing it. You've been doing the Oscar parties. You've been doing, like, I think you did the Cavs game not too long ago. I mean, you just doing some stuff. So, your reputation is preceding you, sir.
Oh, but it's just, I mean, between me and you, it's just work.
Okay.
And I gotta stay counting it. It's a hard job.
That makes sense. That makes sense, man. But like I said, I appreciate and I love what you're doing. Now, you was doing it at the Cavs game. The running joke here, I am a LeBron James hater. Like, big time. I'm pulling for Steph. So, I mean, I get it. I understand that's your boy, right?
Oh, yeah. I DJed for him when he came in the league. I did his rookie part.
That's cool, man. That's cool. But I get it. Now, we was talking about NBA a little bit earlier in the podcast. You think they're going to do it again? Cleveland.
They got a chance because they got shooters to match up with their shooters because Kyle Korver's not playing. You got, what's his name? Shannon Frye shooting. Unbelievable shooting
players,
Kyrie Irving.
I can't knock Kyrie Irving. That man is the truth. I did Kyrie
that
Irving.
That Jersey, that boy, he shoot his ass off, son. Yeah. They got some defense. It's going to be a great series. It's the new Celtics and Lakers.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what we're seeing now. Nah, I don't know, man. Like, I'm liking it. That defense, they've been tightening up with the Cavs, but their defense was suspect all year. I'm glad they tightened it up now, but I still think...
No, but you gotta understand, like what LeBron said, the regular season don't matter. Remember Kobe used to do the, you know, the regular season didn't matter with Kobe and Shaq and him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
You have Robert Horry can't do nothing all year.
Thank you.
Can't do it. But it's and Derek Fisher. When it came in the playoffs, in the finals, what happened?
Hey, you right. When you write, you write. What, Horry got what, 8 rings? Yeah, because of that same thing.
Oh.
Robert Horry. He got about 8 rings, don't he?
Okay. 6 or 7.
Some, he up there. Because I know he got 2 with the Spurs, with the Lakers, got a few from the Bulls. Yeah, he up there. About 7 or 8. He up there.
He got 7 with the Spurs. He got 1 with the Rockets.
Oh, I forgot about the Rockets. Yeah, he did play with the Rockets. And then he had that his first one was with the Bulls.
Oh.
I think. Either way, I know, like, I'm just agreeing, I'm just piggybacking on your point. I thought he did. Yeah, John Sally got him because we based in Detroit. We gave him 2, you know, bad boys. And then he just started moving around the league. So, yeah. And he got 1 with the Lakers, too. I know that.
Cool. Yeah, John Sally.
Sally.
Now, when it comes to sports, I know about sports. You got, I think, what's all that, 2 or 3 with Lakers, Horry. And you got 2 or 1 or 2 with Spurs. Right?
Yeah.
Houston.
Now, you don't see this. I know you calling in, but I'm looking at Tasha, who's Googling this whole thing, and she giving me the thumbs up. So, yeah, once again, nobody beats the Biz. You right on that, sir.
All right,
man. But, like I said, man, it's going to be an interesting series to watch. But one thing we're going to watch is you coming this Saturday, the 20th, at St. Andrews Hall. Hey, Biz, thank you so much for just giving us a piece of your time. And I can't wait to see you in person when you're here in Detroit.
Okay, I'll see you then. Thank you, boss.
All right, thanks, Biz. Nobody beats him.
Y'all to the like beating. You can either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am slaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people that ignore the info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a info. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music. We'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it. Cardian, you won't be fighting the illin. You just be partying down with the funky sound with yours truly. The original B-I-Z, I mean, okay, I will the E and I came to have fun and not be number one and just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the Biz.
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 You know me as a B-I-C-M-A-R-K-I-E. comedian. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the Biz Markie, I get the job done. Yes, I'm the M.A.R.P.A. King, I hear those me. I got the stutter step to keep it check, my speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, Dean Square, and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even my foot worth fit at Devil Center. Part in the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say I let your own mind on it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You want it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. You need a coupon to catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cool. Operate with the rhythm, that is what I give them. Reagan is depressed, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using, but in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front, come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled, so respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is upon my rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it, so let's go to lap.
Nobody beats the
Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz.
Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. My name is TJ Swan. Nobody beats the Biz. I rock you on and on. Nobody beats the Biz. You know the vibe that beats the Biz. I know the vibe that beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz.
Biz Fontaine Cool.
Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. My name is TJ Swan. Nobody beats the Biz. I rock you on and on. Nobody beats the Biz. You know the vibe that beats the Biz. I know the vibe that beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz. Nobody beats the Biz.
That was Nobody Beats the Biz, the Molly Mall edition from our buddy Biz Markie, who will be performing at St. Andrews Hall on the 20th of May. Limited tickets. If you ain't got it now, you may want to hurry up to see my man Biz. Nobody Beats the Biz. Despite him being a LeBron James fan, I still fucks with the Biz. Actually, it's one of,
is
one of the first cassettes I've had, man. Got what I need.
When I heard that, I thought that was some new shit, dude. That was some old.
Oh my god, it was one of the, it was like one of the best songs I ever heard at the time. the Vapors, because it was safe enough for me to listen to, and my mom and dad was like cool with it, because it was like not necessarily gangster rap, but it was like right in that middle, because
they rocked the boat.
Yeah, man. But look, here we go.
Let's do it.
We're gonna get into, you know, BK friendly stories. This is his birthday.
BK friendly?
I know, man. He's
not gonna be that friendly.
Young, budding, 74-year-old man, and he's on the come up.
I don't want her to put me out the house just yet.
All right,
I'm still speaking clear.
This barely, and I say fucking barely, by an eyelash, did make the sit your ass down. One of the news stories this week, my man Steve Harvey. The memo. I know that's your boy.
This nigga said, "Don't come in my dressing room."
Hold on. The top of the memo.
I'm sick of y'all.
Do not approach me.
What's he wrong?
Wait, what happened?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. I'm glad you got this.
Okay, not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's how you say it.
In a letter, it can be interpreted.
No, I got the letter right here.
But if you were to say something like, you know, I enjoy my private time, and if you do need to talk to me, please make an appointment, call me, text me, but do not approach me in that manner, because I don't want to have to remove you from my dressing room or something. He could have said it a different
way. No. Let's read the letter.
Read the letter.
And I quote, because Steve Harvey said...
Oh, they talked about it this morning.
Oh, yeah. See...
What did he say this morning?
Hold on. See, because this spanned a few days. It was one thing, and then another thing.
They talked about it today, but this didn't happen today.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a couple days. See, Steve Harvey memo got out, and I quote, it says, "Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show.
Girl, tip these nuts.
There will be no meetings in my dressing room.
How much tip is that?
No stopping. No popping by. I'm sorry. Capitalize. No one. No one. Come in my dressing room unless you are invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed." Now that's Steve.
Yeah.
I see y'all, but I can't interact.
Wait,
this is a quote.
We do. We have great sad conversations, but that was like perfect timing to say, especially knowing how you feel. I know you know how I feel about tips, and for you to say some shit like that, your rebuttal back to me.
Well, we got tip the Visa guy. That's what it is. All right, reserve.
That's not what I said.
I hear you.
All right, my security team will stop everyone. In quote, fucking big letters. I hear it, but fuck it. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have taken it. y'all motherfuckers. I have taken advantage of my leniency policy in the past. This ends now, in big letters, no more. Do not approach me in my free time. Do not approach me while I'm in my makeup
but
chair.
But when can we approach you?
Let me finish, because he says it very clearly. In my makeup chair, unless I speak to you directly, either knock or use the doorbell, I am seeking more of an appointment. I promise you, I will not entertain you in the hallway, and do not attempt to walk with me. Don't even walk with me.
Very respectful.
Don't walk with me. If you are reading this, yes, I mean you. I bullshit you not, it says that.
Oh.
Everyone, do not take offense to the new way of doing business. And this is the part to get me. Raise your hand for this one. It says, "It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey." I got a lot of fucking problems with that.
I don't know.
I think though, Steve deal with people on the radio.
Yes,
show,
he does.
The goddamn Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Show, and goddamn,
he got like four shows.
He got four or five.
The sad stuff he does that we don't see outside the show.
But here go
this
the thing
man
though.
It's in agriculture.
Hold on, but when he come out and say, "Hey y'all, I got an open door policy. Y'all got a question? Run it past me."
But if you
all that shit is done.
I'm not in agriculture.
You smoke cigarettes, don't
no,
you?
No, no, no. And Tasha, you know exactly what I'm saying.
When what? I hear me out.
Culture. If my net worth and his net worth is two different net worths.
Here go the shit, though.
Yeah.
You saying this to the people who in charge of making you look like the whatever the fuck you are. If I'm writing the teleprompter and I see this goddamn letter, a word, you're going to have to wing this, Steve. Sam. Go fuck yourself.
Sam.
I understand it. See, I'm on both sides because I understand what he's trying to do.
I'm sorry. He was trying to say something for me. I don't want
to. I understand what he's trying to do. It's how you say it.
It's not what he said. It's how he said. I understand everybody deserves their personal space and their personal time. Like me personally, I don't like people approaching me all close. Like,
yeah.
You being caught one.
Like, don't have an open door policy, motherfucker.
No, but you don't be like this.
Well, I don't be that close to your face.
Mm-hmm. Like my son, I tolerate it from Charles because he does it. He comes to my face. Mommy, what you doing? Literally nose to nose. I'm like, okay. But that is like something that annoys me.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine having people invading my personal space on a daily basis. I'll probably.
Well, sure.
It tastes different.
Okay.
Maybe it's just me. I'm sorry.
It's just you.
Very respect.
It's only you and nobody else.
So I could imagine having to deal with, couldn't imagine having to deal with that from 45 people a day. Okay, like, good. Can okay. I talk to you? Can, but at the same time, like, these people are trying to get you on the air. So if I need to tell you something, I should be able to tell it to you without, you know,
without you being a kind of being a bitch about it.
Yeah,
because if you came with the open door policy,
but at the same time, if there are staff meetings held beforehand and we need to get everything on the table at these staff meetings,
right.
I walk out this door, please, at the staff meeting, there's an open floor, you say what you want to say. When I walk out this door, leave me alone.
Alright.
I need 5 minutes to breathe. So I understand both sides.
And I get both sides. Now, here's where it took
the hardest left.
Oh, please. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Now, I only understand one side.
Okay.
And this is why. And I'm talking about from the perspective of how he wrote it.
Yeah.
First off, the way Steve Harvey comes off in his radio shows and then is between the way he speaks on his radio show and the way the nigga acted in... that sitcom he had on WBN or whatever that show was.
I'm still with you.
It's the same type of nigga. And then, and Family Feud was all the same nigga. I don't see a problem with him saying,
"Oh,
make an appointment." When you now, people say it ain't what you say, but it's how you say it. Now, yes, 100%. I'm with you on that, 110%.
You know, I said that too.
You can. Okay, but she said it first. Maybe
that's
that was a sad,
not true. Actually, I said it first.
Maybe that was a sad conversation, and I wasn't listening. I don't know.
I know it's me.
But the thing of it is this. Here it is. Perfect example. You can say, "Please, very respectfully, let me know when you would like to come over to my house."
That makes sense.
Don't just show up. Let me know. Me and the wife can be doing something. Me and the boy could be doing something. Maybe I just don't feel like company right now. Let me know.
That makes sense.
Now let's say me. I keep violating what you ask of me.
74 years young.
I keep on doing it. The second time I say it, you say, "Brandon, okay, you can come in. Let me and Sam know when you are coming over so that such and such and such."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can straighten up or we can do this or that. Me, you know.
Oh, it makes sense.
Absolutely. Sorry. I mean,
y'all came over one time. Man.
And then, let's say I do it a third time.
Interesting.
Let's say I do it a third time. Let's say I do it a fourth time. A fifth time. A sixth. Okay, after a while, I know you very well. Nigga!
Come on. That makes sense.
So, in this respect of the letter, now, and I say I think he's right just on one point. Only because we don't have the facts prior to leading up to this letter.
No,
I can assume.
No, sources have told me
that niggas have done this before.
No. I'm Chris Bouchard. This day, sources have told me. Oh, see, he has the open door policy. What, Chris Bouchard? Can't Chris Bouchard this shit?
Okay.
Sources have told me.
Light skin.
I can't help that. I mean, I can't help. So nigga, he got the open door policy.
This just didn't just happen.
Yeah, I know. I can't help that.
This didn't happen yesterday.
Now
we're going back to 1984.
Now here's where it gets interesting. Yeah. Now we all saw the memo. And we all got our opinions. Now I'm on both sides of it. Where I was just like, yeah, but you don't fuck up the people whose job is it to make you look good. Now here goes the shit. The real shit. That was Thursday morning. Thursday evening, there was an after party in Steve Zider.
The rap party.
Because
they wrapped the season.
Of the Steve Harvey show, and this shit went out this morning. The one on TV, the talk show. So they like, hey, look, man, you did all this. This shows up this morning, so they have to go to this party. And they didn't order all the cakes. So Steve Harvey wisely, and not this me, I'm saying wisely, skipped the damn party. Because this came out between the time they planned the party for him and added the party. So he skips the damn party. And I quote, my sources have told me, a rap party in the honor of the final production of the Steve Harvey Show in Chicago. Steve, it seems, skipped the closing bash of the show. He skipped the show. And I quote, Steve is not going to his old rap party on Thursday night.
I got a net worth of $100 million.
Well, that's before you start saying that shit. If you let it slide for the rest of the day, if you just shut the fuck up.
Since 2015.
Okay. You ready for this? A source told me, I got Chris Bouchard and shit. This is my man. I love Chris Bouchard. But source told me, according to that memo, he stood in the corner of the room and decided maybe I shouldn't show up. Another source have told me he used to be a nice guy. The Steve Harvey is slated to move to Los Angeles, where the New York Post will resume the next season of the show. Meaning, if it's in New York, Steve skipped the show and fired everyone in Chicago.
You talk about the morning show?
No, not the morning show. The TV show.
Okay.
You skipped the... Okay.
No. I know exactly what you're saying.
The memo went, and we still gonna party. We get you. We gonna give you your space. But, nigga, we still moving to L.A., so all y'all fired, so go fuck yourself.
Well, according to him, according to Steve himself, he's not moving. That's only an internet type of...
I'm glad you said that. Because my sources have told me...
Okay, well, come on. I'm gonna what the nigga said this morning.
Look. This is an exclusive. Because Steve Harvey himself spoke out about a whole lot. If anything, it's just bad timing. We can all agree on that shit.
Yeah, I got another subject of bad time.
Horrible time.
The party, like,
no, we'll get there. Cause
they probably were already planning the party before he sent this letter.
Yeah.
But I understand why he did it. Like, it's over our break, it's gonna give y'all something to think about.
Break my ass! They fired. They're going to do. They're going not. To L.A.
They ain't
fired. No, we're not.
Okay.
I'm only going off with the man. Hold on, wait.
That's okay. A production company. He does not own the production company that puts this show on.
Okay.
He may have a stake in it.
Uh-huh.
But there's a production company. And okay. These people are hired. Yeah, by
I have a stake in it.
Oh, that's real.
These people are hired by the production.
That's real. So, but I'm only.
Steve.
I'm only a guy.
Is not the boss.
He bullshit.
But Steve is the brand. It's like Trump.
Yeah,
like Trump.
He's
brand,
oh, he's the brand.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's your birthday.
I'm not talking about Trump. Like Trump himself. Yeah. I'm talking about the brand. Period. Yeah.
All right, think of it like
he don't
this.
Own
he
the network.
She right.
He don't own a production company. He may own a production company, but there's a bigger production company behind his production company.
Let me put it like this.
And I agree with you. And that's how you get the sponsorships, and that's how you get this. All this.
Trust
100% right.
As a guy who ran Walmart shit this morning, I know a thing or two about sponsorship. I'm going to say this.
I ain't going to talk about them today.
Hey, Walmart is awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I forgot. We talked about the NBA today. You go to samshownation.com. You click the NBA link. Put in the offer code NBA50.
ADHD.
NBA50.
Brad, you got a new phone.
Shut your shit up because I'm paying for some shit around here. NBA50 at checkout. You can get free shipping in the continental United States if you spend any.
To program the goddamn
anything over $50.
They didn't have the names. Like
free
now,
shipping, now, you know.
Say brand.
There we go. All right, I did what I was supposed to do, right? All right, then. NBA 50.
You had to do it.
But here, back to Steve Harvey. But I'm getting at Steve Harvey. okay, if I got a production company in Chicago, and I know in my soul I'm going to L.A. in the next 3 months. If you make that trip, hold on, and I'm going according to my sources, Chris Bouchard and this thing. If you're going to L.A., right? Now, 3 months, can you uproot your life and go to Chicago to L.A.? Now, some people can, some people can't. Some people got fired. That's all I'm getting at.
Oh, hey, some people didn't get fired. Some people are not.
They're not able to. I'm sorry. Maybe I used the word wrong. Laid off.
That's not laid off. That's, you can't come you, with you the can't opportunity do it. You have.
Oh, so what is it called?
You have to take a leave of absence.
Hard-ass leave. A long-ass goddamn leave.
Ultimately, he don't want to pay no unemployment.
So it's a hard-ass. You have the option. But if you don't take that option.
But we going this way.
All right, then. That's all I'm getting at. Okay. It's a hard-ass leave.
But he not going.
That's like me saying, I took a leave from fucking. All right, what's the job I worked? Long time ago, I used to work for Visa. Visa moved their operations from Southgate, Michigan. Real talk. This is years ago.
To India.
And, okay. I don't know where it was. I couldn't go with them. And I yeah, I couldn't go with them. So, on that shit, when I pulled that unemployment form, I pulled I was laid off. And they agreed. Because I wasn't available to go to.
That was his perfect time.
Mumbai, India. No, you was there. You saw the shit.
What's the.
No, you saw the. Look, unlike some people, I can show you my tax forms. And
yeah, because I can sign them.
All right, then. So after that. Yeah, she does sign them because.
I have to sign them.
Oh, I know she signs them because mine signed
them.
Oh, yeah, get ready. You got to sign them. There's no separates.
So either way.
Well, Steve Harvey can be.
All right.
There are no separates.
I play both sides of the fence here. Steve Harvey did walk it back a little bit. And I quote by my sources, Chris Bouchard, this shit. Steve said, I cannot find a way to walk from my stage to my dressing room to sit in my makeup chair. From my dressing room.
Sound like I'm prima donna. No.
I'm only reading. I'm reading at this point. I have a policy where you know you can come and talk to me. But. A whole big ass but. So many people are great around here. But. Some of them just start taking advantage of it. And I quote. I'm just going to hand this to you. Because that's your boy. I know that's your boy. Says, look, man. I'm in my makeup chair, and they walk in the room. I'm having lunch. They walk in. They don't knock. He continued. I'm in the hallway. I'm getting ambushed by people. Wait a minute. In hindsight, maybe, just maybe, I should have handled that a little bit differently.
What I think is going on right now.
That's real. End quote.
No, by all means, please.
No.
What I think is going on now is they like trying to crucify.
I don't think it's. No.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay,
They're really trying to crucify Steve Harvey because he met with Donald Trump.
No.
It's like they.
It's a piece of it.
It's magnified.
They're creating an avalanche.
Look, here's the deal with Steve.
For people, for peons.
Here's the deal with Steve. I see what you're saying. Nigga, you wrote this goddamn memo. Here's what it is. I think,
and quite frankly, let me add this. It didn't even start with the Trump shit.
No, it started
with the book shit.
It started with
Mr.
Oh, see, I have been. And you know this.
Miss Universe. That's where it started.
No.
The book was before that.
Which book?
I have been very critical. And I've had many drunken arguments with this man to my left. About these guys. About Steve. Because when Steve have a book coming out. You can see what direction he going even in the Strawberry Letter. But in this one. I think the hype was more like. I think he wrote this memo. In. A world of I'm tired of this shit.
And also, people don't really understand too. It's like
This ain't my house.
When you want to make money, you make money in sales with the housewife. You don't make it directed anywhere else.
Man.
You make it with the house. You ever see shit on Shark Tank?
I would.
The shit that make money is with the housewife. Because they at home watching QVC and ABC.
So, yeah, he know his audience. And he only moved to my... See, the deal is, I'm not on that Steve Harvey level. My audience come from different places.
Because...
Whatever the fuck is wrong with me, I'm an eclectic motherfucker. One day is Walmart people. One day is people who go out and do stuff. One day is NBA, is NFL. It's like, I don't know the person. In Steve's case, he know if I appeal to the housewife, I'm going to be straight. And unfortunately, that is his, it's a gift and a curse. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Here it is.
That's your boy.
Yeah. Here it is.
No, this is going to be good. Oh. This is gonna be good. You got 74 years of experience. Please go ahead.
That shit getting smashed on everything.
Yeah, I know. We watch it.
Very respectfully, though.
Shit. A little bit over a decade.
Samsung Nation, I'm only 3 months older than the host. Believe me, these jokes will stop in July.
I'm surprised this went this long.
He's gonna enjoy this for June and some of July. And to those of you all who listen and that know him, y'all know what his birthday is. That July is very short.
What's that ADD? What's his ADD? Sup, Z.I.? Just want to give a quick shout out to my man, Z.I.
No.
What's up, man?
No. Wow. Muhammad.
That's all it took.
I was about to say Big Main. But still. And Terrence. But still. What I'm about to say is this. Man... To me, this is like very logical.
I would do this.
There is no like you and your co-host says there are like two sides.
Somebody
says there's two sides. I see one side. Very respectfully, I can see the brother's side in this.
Oh, I do too.
Is that man? Listen, here we go.
He's the guy who started the open door policy.
But at the same time, okay. I can understand when he opened the open door policy. He is a dude from the South that moved to Ohio, Cleveland, and then got some fame and found out, well, hell, the rest of the famous people don't have it like this, so maybe I'm going to change it. And very respectfully, the man got the right to do it. He can say it.
Goes out there.
No, it's a pizza guy.
Oh, I thought somebody was at your house, nigga.
I thought we had to go change
into something else.
No, I'm just going to run.
Are we still talking?
I'm just going to run.
We still talking? Okay, let's do it then, nigga, because we got...
I'm just going to run.
We got... Exactly. I don't run for a goddamn thing. I'm a grown.
It does not need an army suit over here.
I wish I had a hat on when I go like this. Indeed.
Look at that.
Thank you so much. Because that pisses me off when people say that, but because I love you and I love your wife, baby. You know, I don't take no disrespect.
She's right.
She's not right, nigga.
Still got the Navy in this bitch, okay? I don't need a mic to say it.
I will say this.
That nigga also sell drugs. That's what that is.
So he delivers Korean pieces. Goddamn.
Ecstasy and
checks.
You want some hash on your pieces?
Yeah, ecstasy and meaty special.
Watch those mushrooms. Not the other ones. Watch those.
This is what me and Sam do when it's just us and this whole little thing here is like full of liquor. But what I'm saying is you can't block the brother for that. If the brother say, listen, when I walk into my dressing room from now on,
I'm talking about current now.
Okay. I ain't talking about
what I did in the
that
past.
Special he did on HBO with the yellow suit, or that special that nigga did in the red suit.
Yeah,
that go all the way down to his ankles. That ain't like 19 fucking buttons. I think you know what I'm talking about.
We all saw it.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about, but not all of us dressed like that. Only one of us between you and I just.
Yeah, no, I did.
Sam was sharp.
I tried it.
Sam was clean.
I tried it.
He got married and his wife said, "Nigga, that's too many buttons."
Yeah,
the nigga was clean to me.
You come in. I saw you had with 33 buttons.
I saw you with the pinstripe white and black and the pinstripe purple you had.
It may come back.
It was clean.
Maybe,
but he said, I don't want people just walking in my dressing room. The thing of it is, this is the most, only thing I can imagine, and the most sensible, and
it's like, just
here it is. That's, and the thing I can imagine, Steve Harvey goes on Family Feud, for example.
Okay.
or not, or his talk show at or what's the other show he got with the children? The kids.
Was it Little Big Shots?
Little Big Shots. Right? And the kid is on TV, but the parents are not. But the parents know, like, all these people who would love to meet Steve Harvey. So Steve Harvey is being ambushed. And he says,
is it?
Yes!
Okay.
Nigga, here we go, here we go.
Here we go.
Let's say what we're doing right now, you, Nation, goes bigger than what we're doing right now.
I ain't never had an open door policy.
Listen, I know it's true, but listen. Let's say Sam Show Nation goes bigger than what you are doing right now. And all of a sudden, you are at Comic-Con. And you are at these places.
Hey, why you bullshit? That is my home.
Just listen. Listen to me. And you're at several different places. A lot of people say, you, Sam. Can I take a picture? Can I get an autograph? Because
that has happened.
Going to say, after a while... I guarantee you, if you don't say it, somebody else will. Stop pushing up on him like that. Stop doing this like that. If y'all in the dressing room and then y'all say, and then somebody just busts up in there, I guarantee you will have a problem.
Okay.
So I can't fault the brother for it. He's 100% correct.
I'm with him on the let's not bombard me thing. Now I get that. But look, and I'm being, and I'm, you can say nitpicky.
Come on, it's me and you.
I be nitpicky.
You, come on.
But when you in that dumbass memo, and don't get me wrong, I get what he's saying. The guy who made the open door policy can close that door. It's his right to do that. But when you say this is the thing I think that kind of bugs me a bit, because you put the, you're the problem. You made that open door policy.
You did create it now.
Yeah. But when he says,
it blew up and then think it was going to get as big as it was going to get.
My quote of the whole thing, it says, it is for the good of my enjoyment and personal life. That's why I'm like, hold up, dog.
Yes. So what does that mean?
I tell you what that means.
Come on.
You didn't know what you the fuck you were signing up for.
Well, then hell, right now
at
our minds are sync. And that's and I was gonna say the same thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
So now you know.
The thing blew up bigger than what he thought it was gonna blow up.
I just wanna answer my mad question. He was like, when the fuck did that happen? When I go to Comic-Con. That's home for me.
Nigga, I knew you was that Comic-Con.
No. I'm showing him.
Oh, okay.
Where he was just like, I love going to Comic-Con.
Batman. I know that.
Yeah. When I go to Comic-Con, Tasha's like, what the fuck did I walk into?
You never heard of Comic-Con?
No. No, it's the shit where Tasha feels like a
nymph. He met my favorite wrestler.
That's kind of on you, Flair.
No, I put that. It is on me.
All right. Because I did everything in my power to stick. Well, get you in there. Yeah. I was like, all you gotta do is get in there.
I mean, you can see why he must be my favorite wrestler.
It's a boy. It's Nature Boy.
That guy's clean.
Yeah. All right.
Especially back in the late '80s and then like the early '90s.
Early '90s, yeah. That's where he really came to fame.
Came out with the minks and all the women. Yeah, he was the man.
All right, but here we go. Like I said, before all this started, Steve Harvey barely missed the sit your ass down. Now, we're going to jump into that sit your ass down. Because there was a lot of people who deserve to sit their ass down.
And sit your ass down.
Look.
You get an honorary mention.
I get an honorary mention! No, he's good. He do shit.
Okay, never mind then.
Look, here it is. You know when we brought this back, people start acting right. People start acting right. And it is alive and kicking this week like a healthy motherfucking horse. It is alive.
I'm not looking. Nope, not looking at you, Brandon. You can't roll your eyes anyway.
All right, look.
I'm on Facebook here.
The first sit your ass down was brought to me on accident.
I don't know how to get there.
Okay.
Thanks to my wife, who loves to watch the Housewives when I'm going to sleep. When I'm going to sleep,
I can't help with my DVR's recording.
No, no, you can help when you push play. Goddammit.
Like, and shit.
I'm about to go to sleep, and my wife took that time to watch, I don't know, roughly 5 or 6 women all hate each other. Oh, bitch, yo. And then motherfucking Andy Cohen show up.
Is we talking Bad Girls Club?
No, no, no. It's Real Housewives. First one show up. And now I know this shit. By osmosis, I know this shit.
Okay.
Thedra Parks. First person.
Yeah, yeah.
Sit. Whatever. Sit your ass down. Thedra Parks. Goddamn lawyer. Goddamn, educated woman, I ain't gonna take that away. She lied on her friend Candy.
Ex-friend.
Hold up, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me. Wanting to drug and rape Portia on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm surprised I even know this shit.
I don't watch this shit.
I don't watch it, but I got a wife that turns it on when I go to sleep, so now I know this shit.
You say that's my DVR, though. Whatever
so, recorded. It's on her DVR.
I can't help that.
Phaedra, who went out of her way.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Who went out of her way. Now, I'm talking to a lot of people that's not him.
You
I'm talking to
a, you or have, me. You have a weird way people don't get what you're saying.
Oh, please, go ahead. All
right.
Please. Okay. We,
I know you're just not figuring it out.
Please, go ahead.
Basically, Atlanta Housewives is a bunch of middle-aged black women.
Thanks,
sir.
Yep.
They got money. That's successful, but they're stupid at the same time. Okay? We got that understood. Candy Burris is a member of Escape. Everybody know who Escape is, right?
I know who Escape is.
Her and Phaedra, which was Bobby Brown's lawyer when he was on trial. Phaedra and Candy got into it a few seasons back. And so, Phaedra went low to the ground and low with it. And she told another castmate that Candy and her husband wanted to drug her and take her to a sex dungeon.
That's because Candy a freak and shit.
Exactly. So
all those sex toys and shit.
Okay. But being a lawyer, you should know that this is slander. Anywho. Yep. So, but she let this girl carry this lad a whole season. She knew it was a lie. She never came to her rescue. She never said, you know what, I told her that.
I am. She never said that. Because I know this shit now.
Not until the very last episode of the reunion of the season that she said, that the girl said, you told me that. Tell the truth. You told me that. So now, everybody's looking at her like Charlamagne gave her donkey of the day. Everybody, she's like the most hated woman in America. Basically.
Now you got to sit your ass down. And on top of that, you couldn't get Bobby Brown off. Bobby Brown went to court, goddammit. And Bobby Brown, look, Whitney been dead for 2 years. And Bobby Brown did some shit. And Phaedra was his goddamn lawyer. And you know what she did? She beat Bobby to scatted. She beat Bobby to scatted that whole trial. Now Bobby Brown got to pay $35,000 because she was on some bullshit.
Damn.
That's just me. That's just me. Now, everything my wife said about, you know, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's real. Because, you know, that happened. And now I know this shit. And I can't erase this shit because she wanted to listen to his goddamn DVR.
Sam, what part of, if my DVR is recording 2 shows,
but Bobby Brown,
for you to watch?
Hey, don't be cruel.
That's your fault.
Don't be cruel. I wouldn't do that to you.
You could have just watched Pornhub like normal people.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that to you.
What, watch Pornhub?
Wow, she just missed that whole shit. It just went right over here. I know. It's awesome. It went right square over her head. Look, I know we do the sit your ass downs every week. And normally, I wouldn't do this, but I think my man is getting a wing in the sit your ass down category. Because ever since we brought this shit back, this motherfucker has filed away.
Your president?
No, we'll get to him in a minute. We'll wait for the birthday boy, because that's his boy.
That is his boy.
Yeah, he seems to love Trump a lot.
I
think he voted for Trump.
I wouldn't say he did. I hope he did. That's his boy. But for the whole sit your ass down category, my man LeVar Ball.
What?
Every week he's found a new way.
I fucks with LeVar Ball so heavy.
Wow, you don't listen to the show.
I'll fuck with him.
So every bad. Week he finds a new way.
I'll fuck with him.
You ready for this bad. Week?
What?
LeVar Ball. Not Lonzo. LeVar. Okay, I want to make that play. LeVar Ball. After the shoes. After the great horse shit. After everything he's done. Mm-hmm. He was quoted to say this week, I don't need help from Kobe Bryant. Okay.
I really want to hear what you got to say. Everything in me.
Let me be clear.
I'll pay you to
talk right now. Ball.
We're talking about the boy. We're talking about Lonzo.
I just want to be clear.
Okay.
Lonzo is not in the league, right?
No.
Is this is the same nigga you and I were talking about last week.
Last week.
I really want to hear what you got to say.
Like I said.
I really want to hear what you got
last
to say.
Week. He finds a way every week. I think he's trolling me. He finds a way every week to show up and to sit your ass down. Yeah. Remember we had to cut off Trump? We had to cut off Trump. I'm going to have to cut this motherfucker off.
He said he's trolling you. He's trolling you.
Because I can't not react to this shit. LeVar Ball, and I quote, I don't need no advice from Kobe Bryant. Keep in mind, he took advice from, I pause it. Keep in mind, he took advice from Stephon Marbury about these fucking shoes.
Because Stephon Marbury had his own brand.
Yes, he did. And Stephon Marbury made a brand that everyone could afford. Exactly. And this motherfucker went the other way.
Exactly. Okay. For a good reason.
Y'all, what was it called? Strawberry?
Hey, I'm going to say, you think if...
I just want to quote.
I need you to answer this right away. If you weren't loud and obnoxious, you think people would listen to what they do?
I want to say yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
I want to say yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
Here's why I say yeah.
I don't. Hey, man. Are you talking about personally to him?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
Like how we get down here?
No, they would not.
You.
Me, no, personally, I am nowhere near LeVar Ball.
You're at the exact same level.
Oh, here's the difference between me and LeVar Ball. I have done shit that I can talk about.
He got three kids in media.
Me, you, and him can average two in the league.
You talking about his personal stats as far as the game is.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're not looking big.
I only have to talk about what I can bring to the table. Look, don't get me wrong. We just talked to fucking Vince Marquis. Let me put it in perfect perspective, okay?
You ain't no different than LeVar Ball.
That is a goddamn and the lie.
I'm saying that you're loud and obnoxious.
Loud and
obnoxious. You put your son on a high pedestal, which
yes,
all of us wait supposed a minute. To do.
Yeah, no, hear me out. I want to hear him out.
Which we supposed to do. You named your son Charles Xavier.
Yes,
that was powerful mutant.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to know. Yeah.
So you put him on some other shit.
But I never.
For the record, I never. Charles' name would have been Dylan Cash.
Okay, we just go shut up your mic.
He too dark skinned for Dylan.
No, he not.
Yeah.
Dylan Cash. He's supposed to walk around all black and shit. He already dark skinned.
What's going on?
I understand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Here's the difference between me and LeVar Ball. I didn't challenge his fucking classmates to fight.
I knew where you were going to go.
I didn't go with actual motherfuckers.
I knew where you were going to go. And obviously, in my opinion, even if you don't finish, I'm almost positive I can finish off your statement. And you are 100% correct.
Yes!
However,
everything I said is on me. He's writing checks for Lonzo to cash.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, see, that's the difference between me and fucking LeVar Ball.
You ain't.
This is the biggest ad. And this, if you don't agree with me for anything else, you're going to agree with what we hear. The difference between me and LeVar Ball, I have seen a dentist in fucking 2017. If you don't agree with me on anything else,
my friend makes good drinks.
I went to the dentist in 2017. Yeah. I got my goddamn strips. Yeah. I got 3D white. Yeah. LeVar Ball has not seen a dentist since 1976. Right. And This is why we are different.
Look at what he did, though.
What, he brought gingivitis back? What the fuck did he do?
Separate from throwing shots.
Which he didn't do. He averaged two.
It's not about what he did. It's about what he pulling his kids.
No, when my kids get to that thing, I don't look at them. Hey, do your shot. Cool.
Not good enough.
Look, I'm not finna come with some bullshit shoes. Rap. They're Air Ones. They're Air Maxes. I take that back. I say Air Ones. I want to make it clear. They're Air Maxes and duct tape. Just out here. But Kobe Bryant. Okay, look. Now, you've known me for a while. You understand that I am a pretty big. You do understand y'all in front of a microphone, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. As long as he knows that. As long as he knows he's sitting in front of a mic. He can't hear me. He got the tooth in. He's directly in front of a microphone. But either way, I've been very critical on Kobe Bryant, right?
Okay.
But if Kobe Bryant offered to help me,
right,
I'm taking it.
No.
You wouldn't take the help?
Me personally.
You wouldn't take the help from Kobe Bryant?
Ike Lewis Jr., yes.
All right then.
LeVar Ball.
LeVar Ball was a bullshit.
LeVar Ball don't.
Kobe Bryant said, I will help you. Fuck you, Kobe. That's coming from LeVar Ball.
Kobe, the way it looked to me is Kobe want to get involved.
Hold on, wait. For the people who don't know.
Oh.
Let's do this. I just want to read this real quick. LeVar Ball said, I don't need no advice on Kobe Bryant. I don't need advice from. If Zoe has a game to play, if they're at practice and he sees something, Zoe listens to him, whatever, I'm good. But it's not just okay. I'm okay talking to Kobe. So now that you know I'm good, if Kobe sees something with Zoe I'm doing, then go from there. But I'm not trying to pat myself after nobody.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So
rock with all that.
Let's slow it down just a little bit. Your son is not in the fucking league.
He's going to the league.
And the person who can rubber stamp him, not just in the league, playing for the Lakers.
He going to the Lake Show regardless.
Not just.
The Lakers ain't really.
Okay. Okay.
Excuse me.
I just want to ask you one question.
Go ahead.
And this is a general question. If Kobe Bryant asks you for help,
yes,
for anything,
yes,
hey, I see you cleaning your gutters. You need some help from a goddamn NBA All-Star, Kobe Bryant.
I think the problem is you putting Kobe on a pedestal, which he deserves as an NBA player. But does he deserve
your
that in
son
advertising and in business?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you buy a pair of Kobe Bryant shoes?
Listen to what I just told you.
Did you buy a...
Listen to what I
just told you. Not even close yet.
Listen to what I just told you. I'm going to come to you for IT.
Okay.
And anything dealing with computers, if I need to get on
makes
the radio,
sense. Help that makes
that.
Sense.
But I ain't going to come to you about no hooping shit.
Girl. You're not coming.
I'm not coming to you about no golf shit.
Okay. Oh, golf. Yeah. Don't fucking come to me.
Exactly.
You want to talk to friend couples?
So why?
Talk to fucking friend couples. Hey. Don't talk to me.
But you're going to go old ass friend couples.
I know.
But what I'm saying is, and I think the biggest problem also is what? This is a big ass crab in the barrel mentality that I think people are not realizing they have it.
Very good perspective you got out.
Okay.
Very good perspective.
I love your perspective.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, more or less, this is a brother. Any basketball player, all you hear about is they fucking mom. LeBron James, Ray Allen, Dwayne Wade, Kevin Durant.
Mom, you the real MVP.
Okay.
Where the fuck their father's at? Now it's a father in the foresight.
I'm
and motherfuckers don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with.
No, I don't disagree with that.
It's all.
Mm-hmm. I don't see it, but what you're talking about.
I see what you're saying.
From the perspective that I'm taking from what you're saying, I agree with you 100%.
I agree with that. But if I got Kobe motherfucking Bryant at my disposal talking about
Kobe Bryant ain't going nowhere. Because he's going to be a part of the Lake Show.
You know who's not a part of Lake Show? Fucking Lonzo Ball.
Not yet. And if he don't be, that's the right. That's the Lake Show loss. You know what I'm saying?
Lonzo Ball is. All right, let me break something down for you. Lonzo Ball still smells like fucking homework and bubblegum because he's not in the fucking league. And Kobe Bryant is trying to help you.
What is your real issue? I need to know your real issue.
Here's my real issue. You got horseshit shoes.
No, he doesn't.
Hold on. All opinion based.
That's one,
all opinion based. That's all opinion based.
We go back and forth.
Yeah, you ask.
Already know when it comes to the sports shit.
Okay. You got horseshit shoes.
Stop right there. Okay. That's one issue.
Okay.
Okay. Let's
we'll put a pin in that.
Talk about that right there.
We'll put a pin in that.
What's your issue with the shoes?
Here's my issue with the shoes. Now I've seen a lot of athletes come through the league with garbage ass shoes.
Yeah, Patrick Ewing.
I've seen them. But the problem is,
I had a pair of you.
Me too.
Yeah, 33.
I didn't know they was garbage.
33. No. I had the pumps and all. I had them. The fact that my mama only paid
King Olajuwon that paid.
That is the truth. The fact that my mama only paid $25. The Ewing
came all the way up to your fucking knee.
Yes,
sir.
But the problem is, they have horseshoe shoes. We all can agree.
Have you wore a pair?
Oh, Patrick Ewing, yeah.
No. Have you wore a pair of big balls?
I have sight.
Whatever their name is.
I have sight. I have seen.
They look just like the Kobe's. That's why Kobe wanted to get involved.
All the more reason you should accept the goddamn help from Kobe Bryant.
No.
But hear me out. You said my problem.
Go ahead.
The reason these shoes can sell anything, and I don't mean one, two pair here and there. I mean, on a global level. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been very critical on Kobe over the years. But the fact that my man Kobe got on the court and showed his ass every time they passed him the ball.
Okay.
Or Lonzo.
Kept the ball.
Lonzo ain't even had that opportunity.
He did at UCLA.
Oh, what? Yeah. How much money do college players make
again? They get a full ride to school.
Just in case something.
They get a full ride to school.
Oh, great. If you want to be a mechanical.
And the prep
dude, if you want to be a mechanical
and
engineer,
a line of
you the shit.
Whatever they want them.
But if you want to play in the league, I suggest you shut the fuck up and listen to Kobe Bryant.
What's your issue with the shoe? All
right. No, we're going to put a pin in that. Remember, we put that pin in that.
But I like
we put that pin in that.
I want to address that right now.
No, but we're going with LeVar. See, we can talk Lonzo. We can talk circles.
That's not Lonzo.
But we talking LeVar. We talk. Remember, we talking Lonzo. Well, I mean, LeVar. LeVar.
You got a
cigar? Here's the shit with LeVar. He accepted a partnership, and I'm using air quotes, with Nike and Under Armour and all that shit. And that never came to light.
Right.
Because Nike, Under Armour, anybody else don't partner with you. Nor they should.
It wasn't a thing, but
their business.
Mm.
Nor they should.
Mm.
But the end of the day, they need to sell the goddamn shoe. And the only thing, real talk.
That's the thing, though, right now.
To sell that shoe.
They don't need to sell.
To sell that shoe, you got to get to the league.
So, getting to the league.
If we sitting here, we talking about if my man coming with the Lake Show, why would you rock the boat? Why would you piss off my man Kobe? Kobe, hands down. Hold on. He ain't on the team. But hands down, you know he got a front office position. Hell, Magic just handed it to him. Okay. Kobe.
Okay.
Now, what that position is, was it like talent and acquisitions? Just something so he could get his feet wet in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you talented acquisitions, I'm not going to rock this boat based on what could happen. Not based off what happened. Now, Kobe didn't been to the mountaintop. He didn't seen it all. He didn't did everything. Now, I can't. It's weird me complimenting Kobe. Because we've had discussions on this podcast before.
Yeah, sure.
It's very weird to me. I want to say the irony is not lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
But when LeVar Ball, who, if anything, the big baller brand is based on Zoe.
No, it's not.
Hold on. Hear me out. It's based on all of his kids.
Exactly.
But the thing that's going to sell it is the person who has the most opportunity now to hit that lead.
The person I personally believe that's going to sell it is the middle one.
Okay. That makes sense. But for me, okay, you trying to cash in now. Okay? Can we say that about LeVar Ball?
He's not cashing in. He's getting it going.
Who going to do it for you?
Zoe. He getting it started.
Who going to do it for you?
He getting it started. Of course he going to start it with the oldest.
Zoe going to do it for you. Now, the middle kid, now I'm with you with that. That's, from what I've seen so far.
He the best overall.
That's the real talent.
From what I've seen.
From what? Unless something happens.
Lonzo can ball.
I'm not taking anything away from him.
Yeah, he can ball.
But what I'm saying is, you try to get this started now, you're going to go with Zoe. Because he has the biggest shot. Or, at the time, right now, the biggest opportunity. So, someone giving you that life raft. If someone giving you just a little, hey, you took Marbury's time, and you did the fucking opposite of everything he told you. You took a...
Because Marbury didn't have a success.
Hold on, but hear me out. You still ate up my man time. We ain't talking about money. We talking about time now. You had that conversation with him, and Marbury said, like, look, you know what? You should go the route I'm going. Now, blazing your own path, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
But if Kobe coming at you and said, I want to help you, let me sit down and talk with you. What is that thing you want to do? You said, go fuck yourself before my man. You don't even, A, you don't talk about it. You don't be about it. And now you're banking on a late July. I don't want to call it a miracle. But I'm saying you're banking on a late July. God damn it, I hope I go to the lake show.
No, he's not. I don't think he's banking on going to the lake show. I think
we ain't talking about Zoe. We talking about LeVar.
LeVar, he banking on you getting in the NBA.
But
and he is.
He has went out of his way to talk about the Lakers. Lakers this, Lakers that, Lakers this, Lakers
why
that.
Not?
Because it's they're close to home. They're close to home. No, I understand it.
It's according to all my drafts.
So outside of Magic Johnson himself, who would you consider Mr. Lakers? In the outside of Lakers, know everything. I'm not related to the Buss family, but I know the shit about the Lakers.
Well, I know you expect me to say Kobe. I would say Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay. You know what? I'm with that. But Kobe's in your top five, right?
That's all Lakers?
Lakers, the Mr. Laker category I'm naming.
He is probably fifth.
All I'm saying, in your top
probably
five.
Fifth. Arguably.
Ain't nobody else reach out.
Jerry West, Magic.
Yeah.
Kareem.
I'm not saying I ain't hear shit from Magic. I ain't heard shit from Kareem. I ain't heard shit from nobody else except Kobe.
Mm-hmm. But why would
you hear what he gotta say?
Because I don't need to talk to Kobe. Mm. I don't need to talk to Kobe right now. Kobe gonna be available.
I like how you said that. I don't need to talk to Kobe right now. We don't put a pin in that. I don't need to talk to Kobe right now. That alludes that there may be a time I need to talk to Kobe.
It may be a time, but it's ultimately I'm building my own brand.
True. Why would I burn the bridge though? Why would I burn the bridge right now?
I'm burning the bridge just because I don't want to fuck with you right now. Man to man. Same thing with like literally me and you.
Yeah.
Like I ain't fuck with you when I first met you.
Because
I ain't know.
You're a weird cat. I know who I am. I am a weird.
I'm not talking about the Highland Park interaction. I'm talking Garden City.
Garden City. Yeah. No.
I'm saying that shit.
And I know who I am. And I was just like, all right, maybe.
And I think saying not fuck with you is kind of a.
No, I get the whole thing.
I ain't know you.
Because if you look at me, like shit, look at how we dress now. This is like surface level shit. I'm wearing a fucking Mike Tyson punch out shirt. You dress like, I don't know, maybe you're going to a PTA. I don't know what the fuck you do. Like, that's just cult of personality. And I get that. So when we was in Garden City, I'm like, alright, I know who I am. I may be not his cup of tea. I don't go somewhere. I didn't know there was going to be avenues, in the, but there was no like, fuck this guy. Mm-hmm. I'm never dealing with him. LeVar Ball went out of his way to make, and the irony of me talking about someone else being outspoken is not lost on me.
Mm-hmm.
But for LeVar Ball to say, I'm never fucking with this guy, come on, man. You gotta roll with me on this. You're burning the bridge. I don't know if you know anything about Kobe Bryant. That's your boy. And I know that we've had the conversation. Kobe Bryant is fucking vindictive.
Yeah.
After the Shaq incident. If you ain't learned shit about that.
But him and Shaq cool now.
Now we cool now. Why is it cool? The reason it's cool. Of time. LeVar Ball trying to get his shit out the gate.
No, LeVar Ball is trying to get publicity.
I mean,
that's it.
That's all he's doing. I'll be fucking the first one to admit it's fucking working. This is the third, maybe fourth week in a row he's been in the sit your ass down category. But I gotta say, he's in the sit your ass down category.
The only time I was like, man, you need to chill out is when he allegedly was talking about LeBron's kids.
You don't talk about no man's kid. Now, I can sit down, I can talk about you, I can talk about whatever. But we start talking about LeBron's kid because he's reaching. So my man,
I did see a couple of interviews when he said it was taken out of context and things like that. But
look,
ultimately, if it was,
don't get me wrong,
whatever was said was,
I fucks with LeVar Ball, and I've said it on this show. If my son ever did anything, Zoe did, I see me doing the shit LeVar Ball doing. I'm like, I totally see that shit.
Some of my point,
but. If motherfucking Kobe Bryant wants to have a conversation with me and just talk about shit, I'm going to have a conversation with Kobe Bryant. I'm not going to say, go fuck yourself. Save that shit for Zoe.
I don't, like me personally, I would like to talk to Kobe Bryant.
I would, Bryant has an open invitation on this goddamn podcast.
I don't know if I'm going to necessarily talk about business with Kobe Bryant.
We got press passes. We'll make something happen for you.
You know, that's just, like, I don't know. You know, I'm not in a position where I'm building my own brand. And
I am not in that position. Okay, I'm barely in that position. I bullshit you not. And I've normally come through on shit like this.
Yeah,
I said it with Joik. If I'm ever in the realm of Kobe Bryant, I know who I am. So I'm coming at Kobe correct because I have said some interesting shit about Kobe Bryant. I still stick by the. You getting a goddamn press pass?
Yeah,
just like you did with Joy.
I mean, it's one thing with the LeVar.
First and foremost, I have
no fucking idea what their mama look like.
That is interesting because I don't either. Exactly. If that is interesting,
exactly because their father is in the.
He's
in the front of things.
Okay,
and ultimately until they ready, and he made the statement himself, until they ready to handle things on their own, I'm gonna handle things. Period. All right.
That makes it look.
Period. We're marinating on that. He is essentially they Don King.
Here's what I do. We agree to disagree.
You ain't talked about the issue.
We did.
You talk about one issue.
This conversation sounds familiar.
Here's what it is.
I guarantee
LeVar Ball is going to be in the sit your ass down category next week if he do some other shit. And we will pick this shit up.
LeVar Ball would.
He's been here.
Some other shit. But the best part, let me just lay it all out here.
With Kobe?
The price of the shoes is perfect. Because if it was $100, your ass wouldn't be talking about them.
You know what? Here's what I'm getting at with the price of the shoes. He either go high or low. Talking to Marbury, he would go high or low. But my man has not spent one literal second on the NBA floor. So until then, I don't give a goddamn. I really don't give a goddamn about LeVar Ball, which is interesting. Like I said, irony is not lost on me because I would do the same shit he's doing.
Don't Stacey Adams make Gators?
Yes, they do.
Stacey Adams make Gators?
Hey, shut up. Proud sponsor of the podcast, goddamn.
Has Stacey Adams ever made an appearance at a fucking players' ball?
Someone wearing Stacey Adams, but themselves,
But I'm not naive. I know what you're talking about. The answer is no.
Exactly. So I got a shoe, I got a brand, and motherfuckers gonna buy the brand just on the fact that I got a loud ass mouth.
Maybe. Hey, can you read that real quick? just wanna put that out there. It's like, maybe. But
pause. You gotta deal with Stacey Adams?
Just gonna put that right there. Let me read it. Your memory sucks. But don't worry about it. I do that shit at the start of the show.
New arrivals.
You know what? I want to see if you can do the read. I'm very curious to see if you can do the reads.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the kicker. The highlighted parts is what you read.
Oh, nigga. How long have you had this?
Roughly a year and some change.
You a dick. I've been banning you cufflinks and ties for the last 3 years. You didn't tell me. Anyway,
I will history in the making. The show where he found this shit out.
Men who know style have been a perfect fit for over 100 years. Founded in 1875 in Brockton, Massachusetts, by William H. Stacy and Henry L. Adams, the Stacy Adams Shoe Company, who has long been a part of American culture. Indeed. That indeed is not in there. That's just my word.
Mm-hmm.
From the roaring 20s and the post war boom.
It's a lot to read.
Prohibition and the jazz era, Stacey Adams has been there. Stacey Adams is more than just shoes. From head to toe, we cover your style. Did you
put that in? No, that's just what I read every week.
I listen to you every week. New arrivals. Introduce to Stacey Adams, new arrivals.
You fuck here. Don't know this.
Here at Stacey Adams, we're to stay ahead of trends and put our best foot forward, indeed y'all do, across all our product lines. We're always on edge of what's coming in fashion, so just remember you saw it here first, the Sam Show Nation.
Mm-hmm. Well,
mm-hmm. Classic shoes. Think
I didn't even know
of
that.
The
that
word,
was a shout out. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Think of the words that come to mind when you hear classic. You think of tradition, history, time-honored designs created to last another century into the future. The Stacey Adams Classic Collection features dress shoes like the Madison and the Date. Man, I got those.
Mm-hmm.
That take all the techniques and long-established styles that have always defined former footwear and apply them to modern shoemaking for a shoe that truly has to earn respect. Casual shoes. The perfect weekend shoes. The Stacey Adams Casual Collection. This casual line includes everything from sandals to mock toes to Chuck boots. Lightweight and versatile. Do I sound old?
Yes.
You sound like you're taking a text.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of
these are the shoes y'all keep by the back door to slip on whenever you leave the house. They'll soon come to your go-to.
Everybody buy your head.
The shoes y'all can't live without. The dress shoes, my favorite part.
Turn to your
neighbor. Thinking it.
Neighbor.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
All right, for the record, I don't take like sips during reads.
Dress shoes. Forward thinking is the best way to describe this collection of Stacey Adams dress shoes. While our designs still pay homage to tradition, these styles are focused on the future and the direction of the fashion is taken. Absolutely. For the modern man, this contemporary collection is ideal for days on the job or out of the town. I like that. I mean, the whole damn thing. Fashion shoes, because the last part is what I'm pissed at your man about.
Should we take a text, Brandon?
And if you won't, from Stacey Adams, established
1875.
Fashion shoes. These shoes are for the daring, indeed. Men who aren't afraid to step out of the box. And it's a spotlight.
He's a great.
The Stacey Adams fashion line features a mixture of iconic and modern styles, outfitted in a variety of exotic prints and creative colors, like snake print, eel print, an alligator print, eel print.
Eel.
I never had eel shoes. God damn.
Could have.
If you'd have told me, nigga. Don't interrupt me. These shoes embody the bold personality of Stacey Adams. Stacey Adams fashion is the perfect place to find a pair to spice up your office rotation.
You know, Stacey Adams is a woman.
Or,
no, one of them Adams is the woman.
Okay,
the
well, Stacy. Oh. Hold on.
Well, keep reading.
William H. Stacy, we go, man. Yeah. And Henry L. Adams, but y'all can go on how you feel, you know, transgender.
Wow, this is the first and last.
Stacy Adams Fashion is the perfect place.
Stacy Adams or Caitlyn Jenner?
No, I'm not. I'm just reading who the man is. William H. Stacy and H. L. Henry. Now that those sound like male names. Stacy Adams, female names. These shoes embody the personality of Stacy Adams, and Stacy Adams Fashion is the perfect place to find a pair of to spice up your office rotation or a statement piece of your collection. Suits!
Jesus.
It's a time to suit up on the Sham Show Nation. Our line features well-fitted suits, available in the most on-trend materials, colors, and patterns, with impeccable style and detailing. Stacy Adams suits allow you to express your personality and leave a lasting impression. The dress shirts. Prints and color are the name of the game with our line of Stacy Adams dress shirts. Yes, indeed it is. I own some Stacy Adams dress shirts, shoes, tie, and shirts and ties, and I enjoy it every time I put it on. Indeed. Matter of fact, the shoes I got on right now, no lie, is some Stacy Adams shoes.
I feel as though I should have had you read this.
They call them loafers.
Yeah. That paper isn't that fucking long.
No. That's because I'm adding like shit behind everything.
Yes, you are.
They've got class and character, regardless of whether you're looking for something classic or unconventional. So that means if you ain't looking for something classy nor conventional, but you want to step out your house and be fashionable, you go to Stacy Adams Collection and you buy that.
Thank you, Priest.
Superior details bring these shirts to the next level with crisp colors and precise stitching. That means you're going to be somebody other than yourself when you wear this material. And you heard it first at SamSoulNation.com. The offers up to 50% off clearance when you use your 10% off promo code.
Clearance?
The code is this. L Lima. N November. K Kilo. C
Charlie.
Are you doing military code?
He's doing military code.
Just in case somebody don't know.
Taking sips of booze.
Sierra L Lima 16.
C is Charlie.
I said Charlie. L Lima.
No, he did it right.
I took a sip once you said that.
Yeah.
Okay. For those of us who didn't hear me correctly, Lima L N November K Kilo C Charlie. L Lima again, and 16 valid until 5/23/6/20. Link again for the 10% off is L Lima in November K Kilo 10 for 10% off. Free shipping with any $75 purchase. And you heard it first here at the SamsonNation.com.
Amen.
Yeah, if you go to SamsonNation.com, that's true. You get free shipping.
The doors of the church are open.
I know. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. You do understand. You will be reading that. I'm cut down.
I thought you was going to do that to me because I spit all over that paper while I was talking.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Like, he did
my friend and I have a long-standing tradition, at least spending 3 years.
Now I don't have to read that this week, apparently.
Every Christmas. And his co-host will vouch. I'll buy him Stacy Adams shirt, cufflinks, and tie. He gives me.
What did you type in the search?
Same thing I get from a birthday. And my wife used to make fun of it. I say, well, I want him to wear something like this, and he knows what I like to drink. He got me some Superman cuffs.
You do understand why that was a thing. That it was kind of like, hey, yeah, I got some
Adidas, by the way.
Yeah. So I would say that to you. That's what I was like. You don't have to do that if you
want. Where's that paper?
Oh, I just put it back
in. Give it back to me.
Rotation. All right, you're not going to read this shit.
I'm not.
Okay. All right, but yeah.
But up to 50% off clearance. This is the offers when you use your 10% off promo code. Here it is again. For those of you brothers who want to feel fashionable and here in the spring, sometimes I understand your birthdays is coming up.
Hey, my birthday. They can rewind the show.
Well,
you know they can't.
I'm doing this for the brothers and sisters who don't want to rewind, like myself. I don't rewind to SamsonNation.com. I want to hear it again if I hear something that I like. Up to 50% off clearance when you use
Here we go.
Your 10% off promo code L, the letter L, Lima, N, November, K, Kilo, C, Charlie, you know L, Lima, 1-6, and it's valid until May 23rd of this same year of our Lord. And then we got for another.
You know what? Let him do it. This is all the stuff I don't have to do later. So. Look, he's right. So
then we have the 10% off. The one I just gave you prior to is the 50% off. This is the 10% off. So
yeah,
you may just be able to get a shirt and a tie for $3. So if you use both these codes and hit the first on San Francisco Nation, it is L Lima N November K Kilo 10 for another 10% off. That's 60% off. And free shipping with any $75 purchase. So if you purchase something for $75, it's free. Make sure that you are here.
The shipping is free.
If you purchase, please clarify.
If you purchase something over $75, then the shipping is free. So if you don't want to pay nothing but to come to your house, that's what I say. If you don't want to order or pay for shipping, back up the 75% off, and if you said 75, and then if you buy something with both these clearance sales and these links, that's 60% off. You're damn near getting this stuff for free. You heard it first at SamsonNation.com. By your boy BK. Go to Stacey Adams Shoes. Look sharp for your woman on Mother's Day. Look sharp for yourself when you want to. Look sharp for everybody and anybody when you want.
I don't know, bullshit. Would I have an extra wing to my house? I gotta give him $500. Like, cause he did it right.
That's Adams and more than shoes.
We don't read that shit again. No, but that's real, yeah. Stacey Adams.
We're not even drunk yet. We're not even not far from it.
I think LeVar Ball is doing an outstanding job.
We can agree to disagree.
Advertising.
Because he'll be back next week.
And parenting.
You know he's going to do something else. He'll be back next week. I will say this. The next sit your ass down. We can all agree to this motherfucker. Because I don't care who you are. Bow Wow.
The rapper.
Right,
I'm talking about the rapper.
Yes. Now.
We're talking about the CS.
Me and you. We, like, LeVar Ball. It's up for debate. No give it twisted. When we talked about sit your ass down, my wife has got Kendall Jenner out of a few times to sit your ass down. But Bow Wow.
Wow.
Just some shit. Just whatever. But Bow Wow.
I gotta go review the tape.
Yeah, you gotta go back to the tapes.
I gotta go back to them my damn self. Cause normally you and I agree.
Bow Wow.
Is she the same one?
Kendall Jenner with the Pepsi?
Oh, you defended her for that?
No, but I told Sam, with that situation, she was doing a job.
Read the fucking paper.
She was doing a job.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So I don't fault her.
Work?
She made her money.
Hold on. Before we jump into Bow Wow.
Hell, if you give me $2 million, I'll hand the coke to Donald Trump. I don't care.
Yeah. Hold on. Is it that? Yep.
I don't know about that.
With the sit your ass down.
$2 million, I'll hand him a coke. That's all I'm doing.
Excuse me, can you say Pepsi?
No, wait.
Can you say
for $2 million you will hand Donald Trump a Coke?
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yes.
I thought you said something else.
Well, we'll never get that Coke sponsorship thanks to somebody.
I thought you said something else.
It's a lot of Coke shit in my house. If you
some cocaine, if you need it.
Oh, I would too. I know niggas.
You've been on Miles a few times. Just a little bit. Yeah, we're not seeing it. I know. We had a good run. Because, you know, back and before she said that shit, in 2016, my son was seeking the Coca-Cola. Just want to put that out there because that was a nice little project they had going on, and my wife just don't like money. So, here we go.
This cat Bow Wow, the ultimate of ultimate.
Bow Wow.
Like, bum ass, like bums.
Sit your ass down. Now, we all saw what happened, right? But for those who didn't,
I go back to the shit talking he was doing during the Super Bowl.
Let me break this shit down. Bow Wow has avoided the sit your ass down for weeks because there was always someone else that did something bigger than his dumb shit.
We talk about the rapper.
Yes. Allegedly. Alleged rapper. Alleged rapper. Mine too. Because, you know, he retired. He retired. Because, you know, he's retired. Can you call him a rapper? I mean, remember that? Remember when he had his retirement that everybody forgot about? Mm-hmm. All right, Bow Wow this week. Oh, God damn it! This is hands. This is what the sit your ass. This is what the sit your ass down was made for. Bow Wow, knowing what he knows his life is.
Stop it! I can't go no further with you.
Oh, really? Really? He took, and you know they don't know how microphones work, and like I can't hear that shit either. But it is, yeah. You just told your friends information, and roughly 100,000 people. It doesn't matter. But anyway, Bow Wow got on the plane, regular, not knocking his plane, economy class, everything's cool, nothing against Amy, I'm just saying, I want to put that out there for you, kick out some personal information, because microphones work, you know, you said names, you know, names, I know,
what the fuck you talking about, nigga,
yeah, she kicked out some names, and, you know, my lawyer's only,
okay,
that good.
I guess you did.
So that's why I'm saying, like,
I heard her say names too.
Yeah, that's that.
Michael Smith, John Smith. What was the bitch? And John and
Mr. John Mitch Smith. Smith. That was the bitch name, John Smith.
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. All I'm getting at is
whoever Angelina Jolie was and John and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Jane
Smith.
All right. There you are. All right, now we're getting at...
Who's my baby like that?
Bow Wow. That's the himself, man right there. Because he was on the plane and felt his knee because, you know, nothing about that.
You put a picture of him on Facebook that I
loved. Nothing about Bow Wow, but Bow Wow is on the economy. Business class. That's the word I'm looking for. He was on the business class flight. And then he felt as though I need to be a little bit bigger. He posted a picture of the private plane and the car driving up to the shit. He was like, I'm on my way to New York for press. And then someone took a picture of him taking a picture of the shit that's not his.
Yeah, he was in the flight on.
Well,
in coach.
And what he said on Ebro. Was it Ebro? Ebron?
Oh, I got the quote right here.
What he said. I'm sorry, y'all, nobody can hear me. What he said on Ebro was that he always, like, posts pictures of stuff in quotes. Like, he said it doesn't necessarily have to be mine, but I'm just quoting that I'm leaving.
Okay.
But, dude, why can't you take a picture of you in the Delta seat? Like, I'm on Delta, about to be out. Like, why you gotta...
Okay.
Why you got a lot of kids?
That's called lying.
I have listened to a bunch of Bow Wow quotes.
Uh-huh.
Since I've become this,
well, you
conspiracy person?
You're the guy. You're the guy. You listen to Bow Wow.
A bunch of Bow Wow quotes. I ain't listened to Bow Wow since he made that video of him bouncing at the ball with the dog when he said,
like Mike?
I get your dog.
Yeah, that's the last time I paid attention to him. Like that Mike, when like he had those 19, fucking shoes.
Was that 90? Was that 90s or like early 2000s?
This nigga said
90s. Yeah.
I get 90s. Your daughters, but I was brought up with respect, whatever song that was.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce with me.
Yeah,
that song.
I remember that.
Yeah.
What year was that? My kids wouldn't
know. No, you're right. Late 90s, early
90s. And so I've heard a video of that, along with a lot of other videos niggas that said that had a shadow of homosexuality around it.
Okay. I could go with that.
And so, since then...
It was...
This Nick... What you about to say?
It was not necessarily homosexuality. Oh, it was in the building. I want to make that black. It was in the building. He himself... Close. It was like one of those close, but not him type of vibe.
Listen,
I get what you're saying.
Listen to me.
I'm agreeing without...
Listen to me.
Not agreeing.
Listen to me.
Alleged. Can we say alleged?
No. Listen. Let's look at the three gentlemen who are at the show tonight. If I'm gonna use you.
Okay.
If there was some illegitimate or some type of innuendo of homosexuality about you.
I'm going to do everything in my power to shut that down. And he did not. That's what I said. It's in the building. It's in the building. I'm going to shut it down. Because, you know, don't get me wrong. Hey, if you were LGBTQ, that's your thing. It's not my thing.
Because if a nigga tells me that he saw me sucking a dick or okay. fucking or
fair enough. Ass, hey,
fucking
hey,
some other nigga.
If you did,
I got to correct that error.
Immediately. Because that's not your lifestyle.
It was not.
That's not my lifestyle. Looking at your look, I see the ring.
I ain't got to even respond to this.
I'm looking right at her. I'm looking at a young lady, and for lack of a better term, satisfied.
Ain't no lack of nothing.
A little bad lack of a better term. Like I don't want. Look, I'm not even bearable.
That's my wife.
All I'm saying is. That's all I said.
Nigga, what did you just say?
I said that's my wife.
All right then. Like I said, of a better term.
What is you doing with that?
I can't help if I keep drinking.
That glass is dry as you.
All I'm getting at.
Stop.
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. But you know what? It's what. Look. It is what it is.
Hey, you want some?
My baby ain't gotta fuck yourself. Come home to
it. See? All the more reason.
That's on mic.
When I say the word satisfied.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. We all agree that's fair. Yeah.
Blessed and highly favored.
All right.
Hopefully. Sam, don't alright.
We get it. I don't want to. Mental image of my man. Look, I just said, we get it. He said I do. He did. Let's let it ride.
Yeah. Alright. He still do.
All I'm getting at is, he did it.
Yeah.
And I hope, if everything says correct, he didn't drink a matter, he was gonna do it again. But, you know, time will tell. You know, it is what it is.
Well, I ain't going nowhere.
Look, all I'm getting at, because, you know, I like my bartending skills. I feel good. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to cast me here. But I'm just saying, just, you know, if we can grease the wheels.
Retarded.
We can grease the wheels. That's all I'm getting at.
Oh, these motherfucking wheels.
When it comes down to Bow Wow. Okay. Now, let's go back to Bow Wow.
Yes,
ma'am.
So you want to go off that topic.
Look, I get what, hey,
wheels
hey.
Are fucking grease.
Shoot a shoot. That's all I'm saying. I got a fuck trophy who just left the room. I don't know if you just saw him.
Hey, man.
I love him. He's about 4 years old.
Really?
Shot that shot. All right, then. I did it on the mother. You know what, goddamn it? I'll air out some of my shit. I said it on the Mother's Day episode. And I was talking to my mama, and I didn't fucking flinch. Hey, the doctor was like, oh, well, Tasha, I don't know because uterus, and he said like some other shit. I said, hey doc, hold my beer. And I came right back. She's pregnant. Shoot or shoot. That's all I'm getting at. Shoot or shoot. You can go back next week to, you know, last week, I'm sorry, to the Mother's Day episode, because me and my mom shared a special moment at that time. You know, that was the moment she was telling me to get the fuck out of her house, but whatever, you know.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All I'm getting at, you know who you're dealing with. Shoot or shoot. You know, Jesus Shuttlesworth. Put that right there. We'll just leave that.
How many kids
right there.
You got?
Huh? Just one. That's all I need.
I got two.
Just like you. Shoot or shoot. That's all I'm getting at.
And she has one as her ever.
Well,
own.
I'm getting that. So shoot or shoot.
Three, right?
Shoot or shoot.
So we shoot.
Oh, we shoot because I got a boy the first time. I quit. I'm done. Yeah. It's like. No, it's like going to Greek town the first time. You hit, you win, you walk away. Shoot or shoot. I see you kids. Good looking kids. Look just like you. You can't not deny them. Shooter. Shoot. That's all I'm getting at. Because, hey, you know, whatever. I defied science, apparently. According to this goddamn doctor. Doctor don't know. When it comes down to me, I get a little Jack Daniels in me. Miracles happen. So go fuck yourself, doctor. You know what? I'm not going to put a doctor name out there because somebody out there.
Okay, nigga.
I know. You weren't there. Shoot a shoot.
I don't know what he wanted me to say. So,
I looked that doctor right in the face. I said, hold
my...
You
can't have no gaps.
I know. Right. I looked that doctor right in the face. I said, hold my beer, motherfucker. Yeah, I guess and I came back at my wife's doctor's appointment on the 23rd. I took off work for that shit. I said, what that goddamn test say?
You want some more?
And I sat back and leaned it with the gangster lean. Either way, back to Bow Wow. Him and his stunting ass.
No, he can have a kid.
Yeah, oh. We see him running around.
Oh, I'm potent.
I'm potent.
I don't want a daughter. See, we give the problems out. We don't bring shit in. If I do, I don't have another boy. Because we going to... Set it that away.
Wait! I cannot miss this.
Hold on! Excuse me. I just want to ask my man a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Cause I saw your daughter, beautiful girl, look just like you.
She looks just like my little sister. Actually.
Do you
that boy
have
like you?
Hey,
that boy, that girl.
Gun. Period.
I don't need a gun.
Now, we ain't talking about legal. We ain't talking about not legal. We ain't talking about... Do you have a gun?
I don't need a gun. My daughter gonna have a gun.
Oh. Okay. We talk about a real gun or a dick?
See, this motherfucker... See, he has a daughter.
Okay.
See, when you had a... See, I said this just a minute ago, because I don't know...
Wait a second.
I said, when you have
Wait a second.
Uh-huh. I'm straightening up, because he's not in the room no more.
Come on.
I said, when you have a girl, you made a 16-year-old plan to get rid of any impurities that will fuck up your bloodline.
I think that's the...
We are not talking to you. You are not in this room anymore. Yeah, I'm looking at him.
Let's just give me one
you
second.
Are done. Yeah, you are done. You we will have you for questions
give
later.
Give me one second.
Okay, I am looking at him.
Come on, ask the question.
Nah. I got a boy. You got two boys.
Exactly.
Look just like you. Look just like me.
Okay.
If you had a girl, nah, son, I know you're a gun owner. I know that. Now, my shit ain't registered. But I will say this. There is...
Say that shit online.
It's fine. Shouldn't have said that.
You fucked up.
I'm going to go get it registered tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to go get it registered tomorrow.
He said that in quotes.
Shut up.
Okay. Nigga, hey, if you go to jail, I'm coming out here to laugh at you, and then I'll bail you out.
All right.
Come on.
$500. No. I'll slip to you. But either way.
It's $500? Mm-hmm. You might be in there a little longer than...
it's my money. I mean, I'm handing it.
Come on.
Shut up. All right. Let's stop incriminating Sam. All I'm saying is... You had a girl.
Yes.
You're going to renew that goddamn permit that day, ain't you?
Yes.
Because you're bringing problems in the house. That's all I'm saying. I got a boy the first time. We sending problems out of the house. That's all I'm getting at.
Yes and no. The thing of it is this. See.
Oh, love is love, but.
See, problems. I have, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
I have.
Are you simply
I have
talking about pregnancy?
I said problem.
Thing is, the answer is yes.
Well, okay.
And I'm going to address that. Right. Thing is, yes. See, let's say I got two great looking little boys. And
like
they're going to grow up to be great looking young men. And when I say great looking, I'm talking about handsome.
Okay.
And they're going to attract women.
Makes sense.
Charles, great looking little boy. It's my godson.
Mm-hmm.
Great looking little boy. He's going to grow up to attractive women.
Yeah.
Those women, will he meet them out the house? Yeah. I think you're coming from the perspective of a father who has a daughter who you got to approve. See, the thing is this. Who got to approve? The thing is this. We got sons.
Mm-hmm.
We got to worry about one dick. I think you said this to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if we had a daughter...
Yo,
we got to worry
everybody
about
everybody else's dick. Looking at your
direction. So we got to consider.
Walked into this conversation.
But we have to consider who is the young lady brings to the house. Now, that's from a father who has a daughter's perspective.
Looking at his direction.
No, wait, because I ain't done with him yet. Okay. I ain't done with that perspective yet. I'm going to deal with the perspective you were talking about just then.
I never gave a perspective.
The thing of it, No, you didn't. I'm talking about from the perspective of a man.
But it's your benefit.
Who does not have a daughter, but thinks in the context as if he does. That's what I'm coming from. So,
yeah.
even from that perspective, we have to consider what type of woman, considering the type of young men you and I were,
mm-hmm.
is this young man bringing into my household? Because I'm the king
mm-hmm.
at the house of R.
But
you are the king of the house of M. And so you have to worry about what type of demons possibly is
great word.
He bringing in to the house of M. I got to worry about doubly
yep.
what type of demons could possibly those people be bringing in to the house of R.
Yeah,
now, sense. When we talk about from the perspective of a man, and I can only speculate, from the perspective of a man that has a daughter.
Great speculation.
I think it boils down to this. If I were a father with a daughter, which I probably will be here in the future. If I am
we'll put a pin in that, because that shit comes back.
That's the reason why I had two sons first. I asked for those. Okay. You know about that.
Like I said, we're going to put a pin in that.
But if I were a father of a daughter, this is what the concern I would have. Is not so much about the devils she will encounter and the world bringing to my house.
Mm-hmm.
What type of example am I setting as a man to her mother that she will notice that cannot be acceptable into the house of our?
That's all real. That's you understand all what I'm real. Saying? Everything you just said.
I know you would agree with me. You probably would have said it differently. I know you was going to agree with me.
No, but I still agree with that.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I don't think my man Ike was some bullshit. Granted,
I never said anything.
No. See, you're not.
I do want to hear the perspective of a man that has a daughter.
You are not here.
Hey, y'all need to hear a perspective.
Yeah, but it's about time you picked up that.
Who has a stepdaughter?
Yeah, it's about time you picked up.
Indeed, you do have a stepdaughter.
I know. It took you long enough.
Sam, what?
All I'm getting at.
I don't even think this is on.
No, it's on.
Oh, okay.
I never turned it off because I thought she was going back and she didn't. Oh. So, all I'm
this what it boiled down to, Sam, because you done said enough.
Really?
As a woman.
You got another hour left.
As a woman who was raised by one of the most classy women I'd have ever met in my life.
Still hold it.
I have to disagree with you. The reason being is this. A woman learned how to be a woman. A girl. Let me take that back. A little girl, a young girl, learn how to be a woman by first and foremost the way her dad loves her mom, because that's how you first see love, right?
I agree.
And then the dad pouring love into his daughter to show his daughter how a woman is supposed to be loved. The dad has to love the daughter first before she finds love elsewhere. And if the dad does that in a way that is not, like, you know, inappropriate or, you know, any of that, if he has the right heart, a genuine heart, like my husband, who loves his daughter more than life itself, then that woman is set up for success. And woman, I mean, before she even becomes a woman, she's learning to be that woman that she's going to become.
Observing.
Because
Observing.
The way... He talks to
Come on.
Her mother.
Come on.
The way he loves his wife and the way he pours into his daughter. She can't help but to be and love a successful man because she's already loved successfully growing up. And by that, I mean not a broken home, not, you know, still have her dad in her life even if he's not there, you know, in the home every day.
Yeah.
As long as that happens, like me. I was a product of my environment. Divorced my mom and daddy at 12 years old. I definitely could have fell into some loopholes. But guess what? My daddy still continuously saw me, still love me. Yeah. My mom, yeah. She didn't dress inappropriate. Have you ever seen me come over your titties out, booty out? No. Because exactly. That's how my mom taught me how to be a woman. My mom still doesn't dress that way. So she taught me how to be classy. You know what I mean? Yeah. By the way you dress and the way you carry yourself, you are going to attract those type of men. And I dress like a slut, I'm going to attract men that make me think I'm a slut. If I dress like a classy woman, I'm going to attract men that actually that see me more than just like a body, a big booty, all of that. Because I'm more than that. Yes. If that's all you see, I don't have anything to say to you. You know what I mean? And when you cut into somebody like that, because my mom, I've seen her cut into people like that, you're going to be successful. You're going to find love in the right places and not fall short to pregnancy at 14, 15. Because that's what you're talking about. Oh, I need a gun. I need this and that. I ain't never seen my daddy pull out a gun. Guess what? He had one, but he never had to pull it out. Mm. He put the fear of God in me. Mm. Amy, look, I'm going to show you how you should be treated. Still treats me like a princess to this day. Ask him. I told him, I said, I don't ever have to open the door when it's me and my daddy. Ever.
Amy hit on the point.
When I get up from the booth, like when he takes me out to eat, still to this day, I'm about to be 27 years old.
Yeah.
He will never allow me to walk behind him. Ask my husband. I swear to God.
Drop the mic. Come on.
I cannot walk behind my dad.
Come on.
He says walk in front of me.
Yes.
That way I can protect you.
I can see it.
I can love you.
Yes.
Make sure ain't nobody getting in.
Yes.
The wrong way.
And to that perspective,
I'm telling you, and I've told my husband this too, this is what I'm used to.
Yes.
I'm not trying to tell my husband how to be a man, because Lord knows he knows how to be a man. That's why I married him.
Right, right.
But I tell him this is what I expect. These are my standards because of how my dad first loved me.
And just one piggyback.
He won't let nothing happen to me. By his actions. He don't have to say nothing. He don't need to pull no gun out, nothing. Because guess what?
Guess what?
Let anybody do me
let
wrong.
Let any nigga come up and out. And to that philosophy and context and perspective, she's talking about her biological father. It's a whole lot of fathers out there that are not biological fathers that demonstrate that same type of love and context and philosophy to young ladies that are not connected to their DNA. The thing is to show the example to the generation that will come behind you. And I'm a firm believer that if every man did that to children who are not created by them. Oh man, what are we in now? The Generation X? That's what we are? I don't know what the next letter will be.
Millennials?
It's called Millennials.
Millennials? No, I'm talking about us. So the next one is the Millennials?
Depending on your
age. We're X. You and I are X. Me, you, and... us four are X.
We can't be Y.
We're not Y.
We can't be Y.
Either way, y'all get distracted.
Exactly. My point is, the generation after us, if we set the example for how young men are to be treated, I'm not going to dictate color or creed. Young men are to be treated because black, brown, red, and yellows are treated the same different on a male perspective and at the same color and texture of the opposite. Women are treated the same way if we do what she just said in that perspective. Dude.
You don't have nothing to worry about. Real talk.
If you have a dog, will you worry as a father? Of course you would.
Alright, let me break this down for
you. But it would not be as hazardous.
Okay.
And once your daddy like really put that in your head as a young lady growing up, you know I shouldn't be in this spot right now. Huh. I shouldn't be around these people because guess what? My daddy don't do me like that. My daddy don't love me like that.
What you got, nigga? Because you know I'm probably like the most one at the table that's ready. The like top number one at the table that's ready.
Oh, I still ain't spoke. Come on.
By all means.
Oh, please.
I want to hear from the man that does have a daughter.
Please.
Indeed, please. I do.
Oh no! What I'm saying is like I mean, at this point, I don't need to speak.
He doesn't
spoke enough.
I'm glad you did.
Thank you, God.
Because
Mrs. Lewis,
hold on.
I love. Me too.
You know what? Here's why I'm glad you did speak. Because my elbow hurt. I can't hold this pose for this goddamn long.
Your finger has been up there for a while.
I know. This shit is tingling because it's just lack of
air. But very respectful, by all means, brother.
In all seriousness.
I want to hear it.
I agree with everything y'all say.
She said everything I was about to say.
No, she nailed it.
And that's how we gonna do
there
his
is nothing.
Too.
She nailed like, it, and there's nothing I can say about that. I'm a person with father daughter. I can't comment because I'm not living that experience y'all living. My fucking shoulder hurts because I held that pose for
gotta be over 10 minutes.
All while y'all
do
talking.
The mannequin challenge.
Yeah, yes.
You was all the only that, one doing
like,
it.
All of this shit is like a little bit tingly. But I will say this. That has absolutely nothing to do with Bow Wow and his bullshit of when he was. No, I agree with y'all wholeheartedly. I don't know what it is to have a daughter. I only expect that, you know, problems coming in. Y'all made it very plain. Y'all made it very plain.
You know what it is.
It has a lot to do about Bow
Wow. Hold on. Please, take a seat. What? Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Oh, but it's your birthday. We didn't talk about Trump yet. And I know that's your thing.
Save that for you, bro.
No, because, you know, Trump did that shit that Trump always does.
Trump always does that shit that Trump does. But, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, no one can hear you because...
You can hear me.
Like, like, this is the deal. I guess I end this with Bow Wow because we can't talk about Trump because my man... I saved a Trump story for him because it's his birthday. You're 74 years young.
Yeah. I might not
make it too long. Like, because your days are limited. You got that wood cane. And, like, it's a lot. And he did. Dude, you totally did my work for me with Stacey Adams. Like, because I don't have to read that shit no more. Yeah, but it is. With Bow Wow, you do understand how fake that was, right?
Yeah, I thought it was some bullshit.
Yeah, it was a bullshit. You know. My man caught him doing that bullshit. Wow. It was with the sit your ass down category. Because Bow Wow.
Look, irrelevant.
When it comes down to sit your ass down, it all comes back down to Bow Wow being the person we all wanted him to be in 2000. You know, fuck it. 1999. That's the guy we wanted him to be.
Yeah.
No. But when you're taking pictures of fake shit and you pretending it's your real life, that's that. Night, look. I know we are past two-hour mark on this podcast. But when it comes down to me, y'all all brought it back down to me. Like, I am one of the realest persons. I want to be in this world because I don't hide from it. You caught me out on the LeVar Ball shit. I am iffy on a LeVar Ball boat. Kind of a fan, but I'm not because I see myself doing that shit. But at the end of the day, I'm not finna sit here and act like Bow Wow, who took a picture of a plane that's not his.
Right.
Now, you look at me, you see me in the fucking King Hippo t-shirt. Look, it all comes down. Live your truth, man.
Yeah.
Be yourself. If you came to my man and said, like, look, yeah, that's me. And then his fucking bullshit was, well, if I come down to it, and I'm paraphrasing at this point, I'm not quoting. I'm paraphrasing when he just said, like, well, it's a method to my madness. I'm coming out on WeTV. Dude, when I kick out cable, we ain't even in the top five of channels I'm watching. Top 10, 20. Maybe 30. Maybe 30 of basic cable television. WeTV is what I'm getting at.
What's
right?
WeTV?
Oh, sir.
You know, what it stand for?
Women's Entertainment.
And I'm not knocking
Women's Entertainment. But you're looking for a Bow Wow show on Women's Entertainment? Let's all lower our expectations, right? So here's what we're going to do. We got live for this podcast. It was a good one. You know, you always welcome over my man, Depp.
Goddamn.
Amy, I want Amy back. God damn it. I just wish I had some shit where she can expound upon.
Well,
but she killed it. I will say this. I want to thank my man, Biz Markie, for calling in because Biz, nobody beats the Biz. And I'll see you guys next week. Next week, hold up. Next week, if memory serves me right, we got Selena Caroma on this podcast. We're going to sit down and talk about her great movie, Bad Rap.
We won't get into everything about that. Me and the missus, we don't sit down because we went to the screening on that. And as far as Biz Markie, you can catch him everything related to Biz Markie at BizMarquee.com. If you are in the greater Detroit metropolitan area, you can see him at St. Andrew's Hall the 20th of May. Yeah, you see Biz Markie. Hurry up because tickets are limited. And we're going to close with a Biz Markie song. What's your favorite Biz Markie song? We'll close with that.
Oh, you already know.
Oh. Whoa. Got what I need?
Yeah.
Baby. You got what I need. We'll close with that. As always, you can hit me up at SamShowNation.com. Talk to me personally at SamShow11 on the tweets. And Just Talking with Sam, no G, and talking at JustTalkingWithSam.com on Facebook and Instagram. We're going to close with Baby, You Got What I Need by my man, Biz Markie. Thanks again for calling in, BizMarquee.com. See you guys next week.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he. So I took blah blah's word for it. At this time, I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future, we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. Just bust this. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he. College on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? A fella tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I send. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.